स्वामी शुपाल परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जयम तिलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की అనందగోడి వైష్ణవ బృంద కి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి వృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి తో ప్రేమానంద All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Mishupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminidhi Namine Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshadharine ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహగృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధరపవార్ణవాన్ శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథా ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే మనోరథో మదీయోయం సఫల సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పదయోత్సవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వపాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమన తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదిదరదశ్చార్తేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదాయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియత్ సూరయాం తేజో వారిమృతం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తగుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత గైదవోత్ర పరమో నర్మత్సరాణం సదాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రోషుభి తల్క్షణాల్ నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుభముఖామృగద్రవ సంయుధం పిబదా భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః సచ్చిదానందరూపాయాం విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేదమే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమా యం ప్రవ్రజంతం అనువేదమవేదకృత్యం ద్వైవాయనో విరహకాదరమాజ్జుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునివానదోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిలం శృతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమతిదిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారినాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కళవేణుకొనిదాదృతాననేందోః మమ వాజి విజృంభదాం మురారే మధురిన్న కణికావి కావికావి నమాం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం ഗൗരവാണി പ്രജാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമത് ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീനാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോ ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാനവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കുചയന് വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണി ഭഗവതീമഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനി അമ്പത്വാമനുസന്ദദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഫുല്ലാരവിന്ദായ തപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയം പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണൈ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവ സുതം ദേവം കംസ ചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജയദ്രഥ ജലാ ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപ്പലാം ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ മഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണഘോരമകരാ ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പ്രബീയമാനം മുദ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരതമംഗജ കളിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈ സവേ വേദേ സാംഗപദേ ക്രമോപനിഷദേ ഗായന്തി യം സാമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസ്വരാ സുരഗണേ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, at the end of 35th chapter, which we have spoken last Sunday, that was what is called Yugala Gita. Gopi is talking about Krishna. Gopi is talking about Krishna. Mutually, they are talking to each other. After killing Shankachuda, Krishna killed Shankachuda, brought the jewel, gave it to Balaram, and then after that is this chapter that Gopi is, what that chapter is telling us is, in the absence of Krishna, when they saw Krishna, they were absorbed in thinking about Krishna. But in the absence of Krishna, Gopi spoke to each other continuously about Krishna's activities. So that is an indication to us also to spend the time in life, how to get absorbed in Krishna. While seeing Krishna or absorbed in the worship of the deity or engaged in kirtanam, At that time, absorption is in the form. But later, when Krishna has disappeared from their vision, and Krishna went to the forest and tending the cows and playing with the other cowherd boys, gopis at home, they spoke to each other about Krishna's different activities. That has become the Krishna Katha. That's why you will see at the last verse, Evam Rajastriyo Rajan Krishna Leela Anugayati Remire Ahasu Tachitan Tanmanaska Mahodayaham. Brajastri, all the gopis, Krishna Leela Anugayati, they talk to each other about Krishna. Remire Ahasa, in this way they spend their daytime. Tachitta Tanmanaska Mahodaya. In this way they themselves absorbed in Krishna. So while being, well, having a direct vision of Krishna, gopis were absorbed in the form of Krishna. And when Krishna was not present with them, they got absorbed in talking about the Leela. That's what we have finished. Now we will read the next two chapters and then we will see the summary of that. Shri Shuka Uvacha. अथ दर्ह्यागतो गोष्ठम् अरिष्टो वृषभासुरा महीम् महाकुकुत्कायम् कम्पयन् कुरवीक्षताम् रम्भमाणखरधरम् पदाज विलिखन् महीम् उद्यम्य पुच्छम् वप्राणि विषाणग्रेण चोद्धरन् किञ्चिल् किञ्चिच्च चग्रन्मुञ्जन् मूत्रयन् स्तब्धलोचनाः यस्य नृहादिदेनाङ्ग निष्ठूरेण गवाम् नृणाम् पतन्त्यकालतो गर्भ स्रवन्ति स्म भयेन वै निर्विशन्ति घना यस्य कुकुद्य जलशङ्गया तम तीक्ष्ण शंगमुद्दीक्ष गोप्यो गोपाश्च तत्रसु पशवो दुद्रुवर्भीदा राजन संत्यज्य गोकुलम कृष्ण कृष्णेति ते सर्वे गोविंदम शरणम ययु भगवान विद्वीक्ष गोकुलम भय विद्रुदम मा भैष्ठेति गिराश्वासि वृषासुरम उपाह्वयत् गोपाले पशुभिर्मन्दत्रासिते किमसत्तम बलदर्पहाहम दुष्टानां तद्विधानां दुरात्मनां इत्यास्फोट्य अच्युतोरिष्टम दलशब्देन गोपयन् संख्युरसि भुजाभोगं प्रसार्यावस्थितो हरि സോപ്യേവം കോപിതോരിഷ്ട ഘുരേണാവനി മുല്ലിഖൻ ഉദ്യപുച്ഛ്രമൻ മേഘൻ ക്രുദ്ധ കൃഷ്ണ ഉപാദ്രവൻ അഗ്രന്യസവിഷാണാഗ്രം ശബ്ദാശ്രഗ്ലോചനോച്യുതം കടാക്ഷിപ്യാദ്രവത്തൂർണമിന്ദ്രമുക്തോശനിര്യഥ ഗൃഹീത്വാഗശൃംഗയോസ്തം വ അഷ്ടാദശപദാനി സ പ്രത്യാപോവഹ ഭഗവാൻ ഗജപ്രതിഗജം യഥാ സോപ്യവിദ്ധോ ഭഗവതാ പുനരുദ്ധായ സത്വരം ആപദസ്മിന് സർവാംഗോ നിശ്വസൻ ക്രോധമൂർച്ഛിതാഹ തമാപന്തം സനിഗ്രഹ ശങ്കയോ പദാസമക്രമ നിപത്യം നിപാത്യഭൂതലെ നിഷ്പീഡയാമാസേത ആർദ്രമംബരം കൃത്വാവിഷാണിന ജഘാന സോപത അശ്രുഗ്വമൻ മൂത്രശകൽ സമൃത്സൃജൻ ക്ഷിപം ശപാദാനവസ്ഥിതേ ക്ഷണ ജഗാമകൃം നിരുദേരഥക്ഷയം പുഷ്പൈകിരാൻ കിരന്തോ ഹരിമീഡിരേ സുധസുരാ ഏവം കുകുദ്മിനം ഹത്വാ സ്തൂയമാന സ്വജാതിഭി വിവേശഘോഷം സബലോകോപീനം നയനോത്സവ അരിഷ്ടേ നിഹതേ ദൈത്യേ കൃഷ്ണേന അത്ഭുതകർമ്മണ കംസായാദാഹ ഭഗവാൻ നാരദോ ദേവദർശനാഹ യശോദായ സുദാം കന്യാം ദേവക്യാ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ച രാമം ച രോഹിണീപുത്രം വസുദേവേനഭിഭ്യത ന്യസ്തോ സുമിത്രേയം ദേവൈ യാഭ്യാം ദേ പുരുഷാഹത നശം മെദൽഭോജവതി കോപാത് പ്രചലിതേന്ദ്രിയാഹ നിഷാദമസിമാദത്ത വസുദേവ ജിഘാംസയ നിവാരിതോ നാരദേന തൽസുതോ മൃത്യുമാത്മന ജ്ഞാത്വാ ലോഹമയേ പാശേർഭവന്ത സഹഭാര്യയാ പ്രതിയാദിതദേവർഷോ കംസമാഭാഷ്യ കേശിനം പ്രഷയാമാസഹന്യേതാം ഭവതാ രാമകേശവോ തതോ മുഷ്ടികചാണൂരം ശരതോശലകാദികാൻ അമാത്യൻ ഹസ്തിപാംശ്ചൈവ സമാഹൂര്യഹ ഭോജരാൻ ഭോ ഭോ നിഷംവിതാമേതീരചാണൂരമുഷ്ടികൌ നന്ദം വ്രജേ കിലാസാദേ സുതാവ അനകതുന്തുമേ രാമകൃഷ്ണോ തതോ മഹ്യം മൃത്യു കില നിദർശിതാഹ ഭവദ്ഭ്യാമിഹ സംപ്രാപ്തോ ഹന്യേതാം മല്ലലീലയ മഞ്ജാക്രയന്താം വിധാം മല്ലരംഗ പരിശ്രിതാഹ പൗരാ ജാനപദാ സർവേ പശ്യന്തു സ്വൈരസം യുഗം മഹാമാത്രത്വയാ ഭദ്ര രംഗദ്വാരുപനീയതാം ദിവാ കുവലയാപീഡോ ജഹിതേന മമാഹിതൗ ആരഭ്യതാം ധനുര്യാഗം ചതുർദശ്യാം യഥാവിധി വിഷസന്തു പശൂന്മേദ്യാൻ ഭൂതരാജായമീഷേ ഇജ്ഞാജ്ഞാഭ്യാർത്ഥതന്ത്രജ്ഞ ആഹൂയ യദുപുംഗവം ഗൃഹീത്വാ പാണിനാ പാണിം തതോ അക്രൂരമുവാച భోభో ధానపదే మహ్యం క్రీడా మైత్రమాదృదా నాణ్యస్తోహిత నమో విద్యదే భోజవృష్ణిషు అతస్వామాశ్రద సౌమ్యం కార్యగౌరవ సాధనం యథేంద్రో విష్ణుమాశ్రిత్య స్వార్థమద్యగమద్విభూ గచ్చనంద వ్రజం తత్ర సుదా వానకదుందుబే ఆసాదేతా విహానిన రథే నానయమాచిరం నిసృష్టగిలమే మృత్యుర్దైవైర్వైకుంఠ సంశ్రయై తావానే సమంగోభేర్ నందాద్యై సాభివాయిని ఖాదయిషమిహానీదో కాలకల్పేన హస్తినాం యది ముక్తో తదో మలేర్ ఖాదే వైదిదోపమై తయోర్నిహతయోస్తప్తాన్ వసుదే పురోగమాన్ తద్బంధోన్నిహనీష్యామి వృష్ణిభోజ దశార్హకాన్ ఉగ్రసేనం చితరం స్థవిరం రాజ్యకాముఖం తద్భ్రాతరం దేవకం చే చాన్యే విద్విషో మమ తదశ్చేషా మహీమిత్రపవిత్రీ నష్టకండగా జరాసంతో మమ గురుర్ద్విదో దైత సఖ శంబరో నరగో బాణో మయ్యే హృద సౌహృద తైరహం సురభక్షీయాన్ హత్వా భోక్షే మహీం నృవాన్ ఏదని జ్ఞాత్వానే క్షిప్రం రామకృష్ణ విహార్భగౌ ధనుర్ముఖ నిరీక్షార్థం ద్రష్టుం యదువురశ్రియం అద్క్రూరవాచ రాజన్మనీషం సద్రక్తవ స్వావద్యమార్జనం సిద్ధ్యసిద్ధ్యో సమం కురయా దైవం హి ఫలసాధనం మనోరథం కరోత్యుచ్యర్జనో దేవహదానపి యుజ్యతే హర్ష శోకాభ్యాం తదాప్యాజ్ఞాం కరోమి తే శ్రీశుకోవాచ ఏమాదిశేషాకురమంత్రణశ్చ విసృజ్య స ప్రవివేశగృహం కంసస్తథా అక్రూరస్వమాలయం ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే అక్రూర సంప్రేషణం నామ షల్ త్రింశత్తమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద సప్త త్రిశం త్రింశత్తమోధ్యాయ శ్రీశుకోవాచ కేశీదు కంస ప్రహిద కురేర్మహీం మహాహయో నిర్జరయన్ మనోజవ సఠావదూతా బ్రవిమాన సంగులం కుర్వన్నభో హేషద భీషిదాఖిల విశాల నేత్రో విగడాస్య కోడరో బృహద్గలో నీలమహాంబుదోపమం దురాశయ కంసహితం జిగీర్షుర్ ప్రజంస నందస్య జగామ కంబయన్ సంత్రాసయందం భగవాన్ స్వగోకులం తద్దేషిదాయర్ వాలవిఘూర్ణిదాంబుదం ఆత్మానమాజో మృగేందమగ్రణి రుపాహోయల్స వినదం మృగేంద్రవల్ సదం నిశమ్యాభిముఖో ముఖేనఖం విభన్నివాభ్యద్రవదత్యమర్షణ జఘానపద్భ్యామరవిందలోచనం దురాసదశ్చండజవో దురత్యయం తద్వంజయిత్వా తమదోక్షజోరుషా ప్రగృహ్యదోర్భ్యాంబరి విద్యపాదయో సావల్యముత్సృజ్యనిషదాంతరే యథోరగం తార్క్ష్యసుతో వ్యవస్థితాః సలబ్ధ సంజ్ఞ పునరుద్ధితోరుషా వ్యాదాయ కేశీతరసాపదధ్వనిం స్వప్యస్య వక్త్రే భుజముత్తరం స్మయన్ ప్రవేశయామాస యథోరగం బిలే దంతా నిభేదుర్భగవల్భుజస్పృశా స్థే కేశినస్తపయస్పృశో యథా బాహుశ్చతద్దేహ గదో మహాల్మనో యథామయ సమవృధే ఉపేక్షిత సమేధమానేన సకృష్ణ బాహునాం నిరుద్ధవాయు శరణాంశ్చ విక్షిపన్ ప్రస్విన్న గాత్ర పరివృత్తలోచన పపాదలేండం విసృజన్ క్షితౌ వ్యసు తద్దేహద కర్కటిగాభలోభమాం అసౌరవాకృష్య భుజం మహాభుజ అవిస్మితో యత్న దారిరుస్మాయై ప్రసూన వర్షేర్దివిషద్భిరీడితాం దేవర్షిరుపసంగమ్య భాగవత ప్రవరో నృప కృష్ణమక్లిష్ట కర్మాణం రహస్యేతదభాషద కృష్ణ కృష్ణ ప్రమేయాల్మన్ యోగేశ జగదీశ్వర వాసుదేవాఖిలావాస సాత్వదాం ప్రవర ప్రభో త్వమాత్మా సర్వభూతానామేకో జ్యోతిరివైధసాం గూఢో గుహాశయ సాక్షి మహాపురుషమీశ్వర ఆత్మన్ ఆత్మాశ్రయపూర్వం మాయా ససృజే గుణన్ గుణాన్ తైరిదం సత్యసంకల్ప సృజల్స్యల్ అవసీశ్వర సత్వం భూధర భూతానాం దైత్య ప్రమద రక్షసాం అవతీర్ణో వినాశాయ సేతూనాం రక్షణాయ చ దిష్ట్యాదే నిహతో దైత్యో లీలయాయం హయాకృతి యస్య హేషిత సంత్రస్తాస్త్యజంత్య నిమిషాదివం చాణూరం ముష్టికం జైవమల్ల అన్యాంశ హస్తినం కంసం చ నిహతం ద్రక్ష్యే పరశోహనిదే విభో తస్యాన్ శంఖయవన మురాణాం నరకస్య చ పారిజాతాపహరణం ఇంద్రస్య చ పరాజయం ఉద్వాహం వీరగన్యానాం వీరశుల్కాదిలక్షణం నృగస్య మోక్షణం పాపద్వారకాయాం జగల్పదే సమంతకస్య జమణేర్ ఆదానం సహభార్యయా మృతపుత్రప్రదానం చ బ్రాహ్మణస్య స్వధామద పౌండ్రకస్య వదం పశ్చాల్కాశిపుర్యాశ్చ దీపనం దంతవక్త్రసంధనం చాద్యస్య చ మహాక్రతౌ यानि चान्यानि वीर्याणि द्वारकामावसन् भवान् कर्ता द्रक्ष्याम्यहं तानि गेयानि कविभिर्भुवि अथ ते कालरूपस्य क्षपयिष्णुरमुष्य वै अक्षौहिणीनां निधनं द्रक्ष्याम् अर्जुनसारथे विशुद्ध विज्ञानघनं स्वसंस्थय समाप्त सर्वार्थममोघवाञ्छितं स्वतेजसा नित्यनिवृत्तमाय गुणप्रवाहं भगवन्तमीमहि त्वामीश्वरं स्वाश्रयमाल्पमाय विनिर्मिताशेषविशेषकल्पनम् क्रीडार्थमध्यात्मनुष्य विग्रहम् नतोऽस्मि दुर्यं यदुवृष्णु यदुवृष्णि सात्वदाम् श्रीशुक उवाच एवं यदुपदीं कृष्णं भागवत प्रवरोमिनि प्रणिपत्याभ्यनुज्ञातो येयु तद्दर्शनोत्सव भगवानपि गोविन्दो हत्वा केशिनमाहवे पशूनबालयन्पाले प्रीतेर् व्रजसुखावः एकदादे पशून्बालाश्चारयेन्द्रो अद्रि सानुषो चक्रुर्निलायन क्रीडाश्चोरबालापदेशद तत्रासन् गतिजिच्चोरापालाश्च कृचिन्द्रुप मेषायिराश्च तत्रैके विजह्रू अगतोभयाः मयपुत्रो महामायो व्योमो गोपालवेषदृक् मोषयिदानपौवाः प्रायश्चोरायुतो बहून् गिरिदर्यां विनिक्षिप्य नीदं नीदं महासुर शिलयापि तदे द्वारं चतुःपञ्चावशेषिदाम् तस्य दल्कर्म विज्ञाय कृष्णशरणदस्सदाम् गोपान्नयन्दं जग्राह मृगं हरिरिवौजसा स निजं रूपमासाय गिरीन्द्रसदृशं बलिं बलिमृत् इच्छन् विमोक्तुमात्मानं नाशक्नोत् ग्रहणादुरां तं निगृह्य अच्युतो दुर्भ्यां पादयित्वा महीतले पश्यतां दिविदेवानां पशुमारममारयन् गुहाभिधानं निर्भिद्य गोपान्निसार्य कृच्छ्रद स्तूयमानं सुरैर्गोपै प्रविवेशस्व गोकुलम् इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायां दशमस्कन्धे पूर्वार्धे व्योमासुरवसो नाम सप्तत्रिंशत्तमोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द श्रीशुक ब्रह्मर्षि हियर कृष्णस् वृंदावन पास टाइम्स इज मोर ऑर लेस ब्रिंगिंग इन टू ए क्लोज कृष्णा इज ऑलमोस्ट 11 इयर्स ओल्ड and many many wonderful things has happened in Vrindavanam by now. So one day Krishna was going to go for rasa dance. Gopis have prepared some lavender flowers, nicely made a garland out of that, and with a lot of enthusiasm they were going to the river bank to participate in the rasa dance. So Krishna is also preparing to go for the rasa dance at that time, almost the twilight, sandhya time in the evening. So it was at that time, Bhagavatam says, Arishto Vrishabhasuram. A demon by name Arishtasuram a very powerful person and frightening personality, and one of the important servants of Kamsa, he has come to kill Krishna. So Arishtasura came in the form of a bull, and when he moves his tail in the sky, it will appear as though he is completely sweeping the clouds in the sky. So, such a huge and powerful form he has manifested. So you can imagine how big he has to be. And with his feet, when he kicks the ground, the mother earth was feeling the pressure from him, and the sound what he has created also. So all the gopis and the cowherd boys, cows, all of them, they came running to Krishna asking for protection. Krishna says to them that you don't have to be frightened about anything. And he went directly towards Arishtasura. Krishna went to Arishtasura directly. There was no time to fight with Arishtasura. Instead, what did he do? With Arishtasura, Krishna didn't fight for a long time, unlike the other demons. Because Krishna was busy with the rasa dance, he was preparing for that. It is when Krishna is absorbed in about something different, more important for him, Krishna thought that there is not much time to waste, I have to finish this business very quickly. So what he did, so right at this time, Krishna also knows very well that his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, has been put into prison. So, Arishasura, with his powerful horns, tried to attack Krishna with both the horns. In the middle, what Krishna has done was, normally the bull's nature, they have got the very powerful horns. With the horns, they attack you. So, and the horns are so like a steel, so powerful, like a diamond, it's such a strong horns they have. So, Krishna caught hold of both the horns together, and to show to us how powerful Krishna was at that time, that he could hold both the horns together. Normally, if you look into the fighting with the bulls, those who want to fight with the bull, they won't hold both the horns. Because holding both the horns means, if you hold it together, it gives more strength to the bull. So that's why bull fighters, normally they only hold one horn. Instead, in Bhagavadam, Shukla Brahmarshi is saying, Krishna held both the horns to show to us that even the more powerful, all the power of Arishtasura could not match with Krishna's power. So, when Krishna realized, knows very well, that when he holding both the horns, the impact of the bull will be a lot more powerful. If you hold one horn, then even if the bull tries to attack you with both the horns, if you hold one horn, that by chance, what will happen is, at that time, they will lose their balance of the head. Krishna knows all these things because in his early life in Vrindavanam, Krishna has played with the bulls, baby bulls and calves and everybody. And Krishna knows how each one of them has their nature. So, at this point in time, Krishna deliberately held both the horns and pushed it down. And when he pushed it down, Arishtasura could not move anymore. And what did he do? With his feet, Krishna put it on top of his head and kept it on the ground forcefully. And holding like that way, and held both the hands at the back and turned it, twisted it. Just like we open and close the lid of a bottle or a jar by twisting and turning. In the same way, Krishna started twisting the head. Krishna started twisting the head. And at that point, his body and the head got separated. Like you can see when the children and all, when they bathe in the river or the tank, when they want to squeeze the water out of the cloth, what do? If you have observed, you will see. They're big dhotis, they don't have the strength in the hand, both the hands to twist the whole dhoti and squeeze the water out from the dhoti. So what they will do after washing in the water, they will put the feet on the dhoti at the bottom and with the two hands they will turn the dhoti at the top. So the water comes out from there. So when Krishna did the same thing with Arishtasura, that everything that was inside came out, like water comes out from while washing the dhoti. Why Krishna has killed him like this? That's also interesting. His name is Arishtasura. Arishtasura, that is his name. So Krishna decided that according to his name, he should be killed. That is why it is like that. Arishtasura. Arishtam. Arishta means, in Ayurvedam, Arishta means that you are squeezing out the essence from various plants. Asavam or Arishtasavam. There are different asavam. Like you can see, there are various Arishtams available in Ayurvedam. Arishtam. Dashamula Arishtam, and so many Arishtams you will see. Arishta means that you have squeezed out the extract from various plants and mixed them all together. That is called Arishtam. So, his name is Arishtasura. Krishna decided that according to the name, he should be killed. In the same way, Krishna excused out of him all the dirty things what was inside came out from that body. All the essence he has taken out and then threw away the cover from outside. At that time, all the demigods, they showered flowers on Krishna. And when all this Arishtasura was being killed in this way, Sri Shiva Brahma, she is telling us that there was something else going on in Mathura, a different scenario. Here, Krishna is killing Arishtasura. Same time, something else is going on in Mathura, and Shuka Brahma, she is mentioning that. Sri Narada Maharshi thought, Kamsa had sent different people to kill Kamsa. And whoever has gone, nobody has come back. If it goes on like this, Kamsa will keep sending different people. That means it's going to take a long time to kill Kamsa. Therefore, Krishna wanted to expedite the whole thing. So Krishna Narada Maharshi wanted to expedite everything. So he started thinking about it, how to do that. As soon, what did he do? He went straight to Kamsa, walked into the palace and saw Kamsa there. Kamsa, when he saw Sri Narada Maharshi, received him nicely and inquired from him how happy he is and how his life is, this thing, different thing. He started inquiring from Sri Narada Maharshi. So, Narada Maharshi says to Kamsa that, remember this incident, what happened? Long ago, when you went to the prison, when Devaki Devi had the baby, you pulled that little baby from her hand and threw her on the rock. But she didn't fall on the rock, she went into the sky. Sayudhashta Mahabhuja, with the eight hands, she appeared in the sky. And since then, since that incident, a lot of time has gone and arrangements were happening to kill you. Have you forgotten those words? What did she tell you? She told you that the person who is going to kill you has already born. Find out who it is and do what is appropriate. This is what Durga Devi told Kamsa. Is it not? That is 10 years back. 12 years have gone since then and nothing has happened. You haven't found out who it is, have you? He says, did you get any message about him, that who is going to kill you? Kamsa says to Narada Maharshi, that I don't know who it is, I still haven't found out. Then I'll tell you, I have found out. Narada Maharshi says to Kamsa, if you haven't found out, I'll tell you who it is, I have found out, he says. So, as far as I can see, do you remember, the people whom you have sent to find out who it is, once they have crossed the Yamuna river, gone to the other side, they never came back from that side, did they? Kamsa says, yes, that is true, he said. So, all we know is that they have gone to Kalini river, but they never came back from that side. Then let me tell you, whoever has crossed the river, went to the other side, there are two boys there, Rama and Krishna, and they are growing up there in Vrindavanam. These two boys, they are children of Nanda Maharaj. And Kamsa says, who told you that? Narada Maharshi says, they are both your enemies, they are the children of Vasudev actually, but they are growing up with Nanda Maharaj. As soon as they were born, Vasudev has taken them and handed them over to Nanda Maharaj. And since then, Nanda Maharaj is bringing them up. He said, and Nanda Maharaj is a good friend of Vasudev, and therefore,
he is taking care of these two children and they are with them. So till now, Vasudeva and Devaki was outside the prison. They were not in the prison till now. So, and Vasudeva could come to the assembly in Kamsa's palace and sit there and listen to everything what goes on there. So, Vasudeva is listening to all this conversation, because in the assembly when Sri Narada Maharshi was talking about this to Kamsa, it was known to everybody in the assembly what he was talking about, and Vasudeva also has heard this, what was happening. And Narada Maharshi says to Kamsa, Vasudeva has actually cheated you. As soon as Kamsa heard this, he pulled out the sword and he wanted to kill Vasudeva on the spot for cheating Kamsa in that way, isn't it? So Narada Maharshi stopped him. He says, it's not time to kill him yet. He says, you have to wait, because hear something more. So Kamsa says, what else to hear? He says, this Vasudeva who has brought up your enemies very carefully without your knowledge, and if you kill him with a sword like this, that's not good enough. You should actually kill him inch by inch, not like this, just with the pull out the sword and kill him straight away. That's not the way to kill him, because what he has done to you is that he has cheated you. You trusted him. He said he will hand over all the children to you, and now that he knew who the children were. They were Kamsa's enemies, and he asked Nanda Baba to look after them. So when Sri Narada Maharshi told Kamsa that you shouldn't kill him like this, rather kill him inch by inch, Kamsa says, yes, that's true. That's the way it should be. But I will tell you what you have to do. So by now, Kamsa has so much faith in Narada Maharshi's words. And Narada Maharshi says to him, I'll tell you how you have to do this. First you get those two boys here, who are there in Vrindavanam, and bring them both here. Bring them both to the palace. And right in front of this Vasudeva, we should beat them up and kill them in front of him. That's the way to kill them first. And only then he will regret for what he has done. And Vasudeva, unable to bear that misery of watching Krishna and Balaram being killed, the boys being killed here, he will start crying and he will beat his chest and he will cry. At that time, kill Vasudeva. This is Sri Narada Maharshi's advice to Kamsa. And don't kill him like this straight away in this way. Kamsa appreciated Narada Maharshi's brain. How nice advice he is giving him. So, Kamsa says to Narada Maharshi that if you hadn't told me, I would have killed him by now, he says. So, when you want to instigate quarrel, you should know from Narada how to do it properly. The proper method of, there's a way of doing it. It's not that you just get excited and go and do everything. But it has to be done in a very systematic way, like the way he did here. So, you can see there are many disciples of Narada Muni in this world who does the job very well. The good thing about Narada Maharshi is that he knows how to do both the things. He knows how to make Kamsa to take the sword, and he also knows how to make Kamsa to put the sword inside, not to take it out. So, but some people, they only know how to make others to take the sword, don't know how to bring it down. So, Kamsa put the sword back into its sheath, and then you can see Narada, after doing all these things, he left. Then Kamsa thought, what's the best thing to do now? Narada Maharshi has given me proper directions. I have to bring those boys in Vrindavanam from Nanda Baba here. I should kill them in front of Vasudeva and Devaki. After killing them, then I should kill Vasudeva. Only then the revenge is complete for what he has done to me. Kamsa feels very strongly that he has been cheated by Vasudeva. So he thought about that. Then he sent a message to Akrura. Told Akrura to come. Akrura is a devotee. Akrura is a devotee. And Narada Maharshi has told Kamsa that if you want to bring them here, these two boys, Krishna and Balaram, here, that best thing is to send their devotees, somebody. So, Kamsa asked Narada Maharshi, are there any devotees whom I can send them there? Narada Maharshi told them it's better to send a devotee to bring them. Because if a devotee goes there, they'll come easily here without any problems. And Kamsa also aware that those whom he had sent before, they haven't come back. Nobody has come back. So he's a little bit careful about that. And therefore, because nobody had come back, there was nobody else who was enthusiastic to go to bring Krishna and Balaram. And Narada Maharshi told him that it will not be possible to bring Krishna and Balaram here if you send anybody and everybody. That's not possible. You got to send the devotee to bring them here. So, Krishna and the Kamsa says to Narada Maharshi, as far as I know, Kamsa says to Narada Maharshi, as far as I know, in Mathura, there is nobody who has got bhakti, because almost all the devotees, I have driven them away from here. There is nobody here anymore. All of them have gone from here. Narada Maharshi says to Kamsa, you don't know. He says, I know. He says, you don't know, but I know, he says. There are some people, outwardly, they will talk to you as though they are your devotee. They're talking about Akrura. Akrura is like that. That externally, he will act as though he is your devotee. But internally, he is Krishna's devotee. He is Krishna's devotee. There is one person like that in Mathura, he says. So Kamsa asked Narada Maharshi, who is that? Narada Maharshi is Akrura. But don't tell him that I have told you this. Narada Maharshi says, don't tell him that I have told you this. He said, I just want to help you. That's all I'm trying to do this, he said. Immediately, Kamsa sent a message for Akrura to come. Akrura, when he got there, when the messenger was sent to get Akrura, Akrura is busy sitting in his deity room and is worshipping Krishna there at home. And he had worn his tilak and with his kanti mala, everything. He was like a devotee. He was doing his deity worship at home. And he was chanting the holy name as well while sitting at home. It was at that time Kamsa's representative came to get him, And he came and told Akrura that there is an order from Kamsa to come immediately to the palace. Immediately, Akrura wiped out all his tilak, everything, changed his dress, everything, stopped chanting, took out his kantimala, everything, became a proper devotee of Kamsa, and went to see Kamsa, And also, he must have put some perfume and everything, like in the modern way, looked more impressive like that. And when he got there, Kamsa saw him. He says to Akrura, sit down, Akrura, he said. So Akrura asked him, what is that that you call me today? So special, he said. Kamsa says to him, I need you. I have a special reason why I have called you here. Akrura says to Kamsa, you needing me? He says, this okay. So you'll see in the Bhagavatam how Kamsa puts that to him. If you look at the 36th chapter, verse 29, he says to Akrura, Atastvamashrita Saumyam Karya Gaurava Sadhanam Yathindro Vishnumashritya Swarthamadhyagamad Vibhu. Atastvamashrita Saumyam Karya Gaurava Sadhanam. Kamsa is saying to Akrura, Adaswam Ashrita Saumya, listen to this. Karya Gaurava Sadhanam. The matter is very, very serious. And when something is very serious, as Indra Vishnu Ashritya, sometimes Indra needs help from Vishnu. Indra takes Vishnu's help. Similarly, in Kamsa's estimation, Indra is more powerful than Vishnu. So, a powerful personality like Indra takes Vishnu's help. As Indra Vishnu Ashritya, Swarthamad Digavad Dibhu. Similarly, I am a very powerful person, but still, sometimes I may need your help. As far as Kamsa is concerned, Indra is a very highly respectful and qualified person. Mahavishnu is a useless character. That's how he is seeing that. So, sometimes Indra needs his help. In a similar way, me, who is very powerful, need a little help from you, who is very useless. But still I need your help. So, here you can understand that if you do not know people's position properly, we could make the same mistake like Kamsa has done. So, what happened now, that no one who has gone away from there has come back, and in Kamsa's estimation, Vishnu is a useless person. Vishnu is useless. And Indra is very qualified and powerful personality. This is in Kamsa's vision. This can happen because when you do not know people's real position, and like the way Kamsa's estimation was, how Kamsa has handled this situation, you can see that things can go wrong. That this mistake often happens to people. Particularly, when people start talking about Krishna. Not the same mistake what Kamsa has committed. Sometimes you can see poets, very literary personalities, historians, they all try to write about Krishna. Is it not? They write about Krishna, various books they write about him. And then what comes out, in their process of evaluating Krishna, they come out with some nonsense, and they make huge blunders and mistakes about that. So, this mistake what Kamsa has committed, in successive times also, many people have committed, while not knowing Krishna's position, who Krishna is. This is why you will see Prabhupada mentions this, that to understand Krishna, you should not listen to an ordinary person from the street, or the poets, novelists, and storytellers, and big personalities, sometimes very powerful literary personalities, they try to write about Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, you shouldn't listen from them. That will be a huge, huge mistake. Because without knowing Krishna's position, just like Kamsa did with Vishnu. Kamsa thought Indra is a very powerful person, Mahavishnu is nobody. Without knowing about Mahavishnu's position. So, due to review or evaluation in this way, these mistakes always happen. And Srimad Bhagavatam, in this example, is trying to tell us, don't try to evaluate Krishna. Don't try to evaluate Krishna. So, whatever it may be, Kamsa's evaluation was completely wrong. He made a huge mistake. And when Kamsa was saying all these things, Akrura, knowing well whatever Kamsa has spoken is all nonsense, didn't say one word, kept quiet about that. Akrura says to Kamsa, I will do whatever you want me to do. And that is where that situation happens. That's how it happened there. So this is a scene happening in Mathura. This is a scene that is happening in Mathura. While that was going on, Sri Shiva Brahmarshi is telling us something else that is happening in Vrindavanam now. Another demon comes there by name Keshi. Keshi comes there in the form of a horse, a huge, powerful horse, and he wanted to kill Kamsa, kill Krishna. And he opened, with his open mouth, he wanted to bite Krishna. He wanted to bite Krishna, eat him with the body. He didn't know this vastu, Krishna, is not a something what you can eat like that. And great rishis, they, when they want to have Krishna, years and years of practice of shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, yamam, niyamam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi, in a gradual way, they try to get Krishna inside. Who? The yogis. Jnanis try to get Krishna through shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Devotees try to get Krishna through shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, alpanivedanam. Through the 9 processes, devotees try to get Krishna inside. Jnanis try to get through shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, Krishna inside. Yogis try to get Krishna inside through yamam, niyamam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi. So to get Krishna and to get inside is not very easy for jnanis, yogis and for the devotees also. It's not an easy thing. But Keshi wanted to bite him and get him inside straight away. That is what has happened. So you can't go to Krishna straight away. You have to go in a very slow process, step by step. Keshi doesn't know any of these things. Keshi is not trained in any of these yoga processes. So he thought that I can go and bite Krishna and get him inside. When he got there, Krishna says to him, "You want to bite me, don't you?" And saying this, Krishna put his left hand into the mouth of Keshi, When Keshi tried to bite that hand, Keshi felt that as though he has bitten some solid steel. Solid steel. You will see that verse in the 37th chapter. When Keshi tried to bite him, 8th verse. Samedhamanena sa Krishna bahunam niruddhavayuscharanamscha vikshipan prasvinnagatra parivrtalochana papadaledam lendam visrajan kshitavyasu. Samedhamanena sa Krishna bahuna. Krishna's hands is gone inside, but when he has bitten that samedhamanena, that he wanted to spit that outside after biting that, because the teeth have started shaking, everything from its position. But when he wanted to spit that out, he couldn't do that. Why? By now, the hand has become so big inside. And generally, Krishna's hand is very, very soft. And his teeth has bitten Krishna's hand and it stopped there. It couldn't go. And that is how Krishna is. And not only that, by biting Krishna's hand, his hand started swelling with the pain, severe pain as well. Unable to take the hand inside, unable to spit it outside. And holding on to that hand, he couldn't breathe either, and Keshi died at that moment. One thing you will notice, throughout Krishnavataram, Krishna's different pastimes, Krishna never killed one demon and another demon in the same way. Everyone was killed in different ways. Similarly, when Krishna has blessed one devotee, he has never blessed another devotee in the same way. It's always different. That is the beauty of Krishnavataram. Never killed two demons in the same way and never blessed two devotees also in the same way. Always different. So, so therefore, while praying to Krishna, You should never pray to him,
like the way you have blessed that devotee, you should bless me. It will never happen.
It will never happen. So, because that is the way Krishna is. How he blesses one devotee and he blesses another devotee is always different.
Krishna has the capacity to do that, to bless anybody in whichever way he wants. So, why bring down his capacity to bless the devotees?
There's a story about this. Villumangalam told his spiritual master that who gave him instructions, who gave him the Upadesham, and his name was Pratyaksha Gopalam. Pratyaksha Gopalam means that Pratyaksha Gopalam was his name, who has direct experience of Krishna, direct experience of Krishna. So the spiritual master asked Villumangalam, what is your desire? What is your desire? Villumangalam says to him, I want to see Krishna very often. Very often. Now and then I should be able to see Krishna. Villumangalam said to his guru, to the spiritual master, Pratyaksha Gopalam. The guru gave him that blessing. You will see Krishna frequently, not continuously, frequently, as and when you want. Krishna will always visit you. That's why throughout Villumangalam pastimes, if you look, you will see that at different times Krishna gave him the darshanam, and in different circumstances, in different places, at different times as well. Villumangalam had the vision of Krishna. Villumangalam was very friendly with the king then, who patronized Villumangalam a lot. The king asked from the same spiritual master, at least once I should be able to see Krishna. That is how he asked for the mercy from the Pratyaksha Gopala, from the same guru. So guru says to him, that is due to his humility. The king had the humility to say to the teacher, to the spiritual master, at least once I should be able to see Krishna, out of his humility. At least once in my lifetime, I should be able to see Krishna. Accordingly, the king was given darshan only once in his life. Krishna gave him darshan only once in life. Then, there was another devotee who was like Yashoda Devi. She said to Krishna that, I want to look after Krishna like the way Yashoda Devi has done. Like the way Yashoda brought up Krishna, in the same way, I would like to bring Krishna up. I would like to bring him up. That means, all the time to experience Krishna's pastimes, childhood, in the same way Yashoda Devi has experienced, and never felt that Krishna was growing up like a little child, wanted to keep him with her. And I should be able to play with Krishna in the same way like Yashoda has played with Krishna. And that mother was given the same mercy by Pratyaksha Gopalam. The same spiritual master gave three different blessings to three devotees in three different ways. To Villumangalam, wanted to see Krishna often, frequently. That was given. Samudri wanted to see Krishna at least once in lifetime. That was offered. Kururamma wanted to be with Krishna as a child like Yashoda has done. That was offered to her. So, while praying to Krishna, one do not have to say to Krishna what you want. Krishna knows better. And so that this particular principle you will see in the eighth canto, if you look, this spoken there in the eighth canto. If you look at the verse, chapter 24th chapter. The Satyavrata is saying there, 8th canto, 24th chapter, 49th verse. Nayal prasada ayuda bhagalesha anyecha deva guravo jana swayam kartam samedha prabhavandi pumsa tamishwaram tvam sharanam prabhadye. Nayal prasada ayuda bhagalesha anyecha deva guravo jana swayam kartam samedha prabhavandi pumsa tamishwaram tvam sharanam prabhadye. To understand Krishna's ability or Krishna's position is very, very difficult for us. King is saying there, Satyavrata Muni, Satyavrata, King Satyavrata is saying there, Nayal Prasadayuda Bhagalesha, that to get a little bit of Krishna's mercy, we don't have to think a lot about it. Oh, at least Krishna could give me this much mercy to me. He is so merciful that Guravo Janalpayam Kartum Samayhan Prabhavandi Pumsam, that when that mercy comes, you won't even know that that mercy is coming from there. Kartum Samayhan Prabhavandi Pumsam Tam Isharam Tvam Sharanam Prabhadi. Krishna's position is so high that we don't have to ask Krishna what we want. He is more than capable to look, to see our state in spiritual life and reward accordingly without our asking for anything. That is the most important principle. People think that we have to ask for this, ask for that. That is our foolishness. Because Krishna's position is such, you can see that Nayal Prasad Ayuda Bhagalesham, that your prasadam is so big, and to get a very small part of that prasadam, and Anyecha Devaha Guravo Janatvayam Kartum Samayhat Prabhavandi Pumsam, that even if you and your representatives also, when they want to offer that mercy which is coming from Krishna through the spiritual master, when that comes, we won't even understand that. Why? Because we are used to measuring everything with our mind. But Krishna's mercy cannot be measured. It cannot be measured. You can see this happening in Bhagavatam again and again. Isn't it? Sudama went to Krishna on request from his wife. And Sudama was thinking, what do I ask Krishna? What do I ask him? He was in a state like that. And then when on his way back, he is thinking, I didn't mention anything about my problems, or even though my wife has told me to tell him the situation, I didn't say anything. When he got back and when he saw what was there, Sudama himself could not believe it. What did I do for this? And he was feeling a little bit shy for having taken that flat rice to this personality who has given this. He said, what am I doing? He himself felt a little bit uneasy about that. So, Krishna's power of blessing, that mercy or blessing power, cannot be spoken with this tongue which is used to salt and pepper. This tongue can only taste salt and pepper. That's what it finds happiness, isn't it? But to understand Krishna's mercy and to explain that with this tongue is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So, here Kamsa was, Arishtasura was killed. As soon as Arishtasura was killed, by then Narada Maharshi arrives there. And in a very lonely place, secluded place, in a solitude, Krishna showed himself to Sri Narada Maharshi there. And Krishna says to Sri Narada Maharshi like this, it's a long time since I have seen you. Narada Maharshi smiled. One thing, in Krishnavadaram, in Krishna's appearance, Krishna has
Krishna has teased so many people. Teased means caught hold of them and twisted their head or ear. Yes, Krishna has done that. Krishna has done that to many people in Krishna Avataram. And even Lord Brahma had learned a lesson with a lot of difficulty, isn't it? And this Narada Maharshi is there in all the Puranas, he is there. And you won't find anywhere, if you look at Narada Maharshi's activities, he doesn't get into trouble anywhere. He gets things done and he moves on to the next project. So he is very expert at that, in getting things done the way he thinks he wanted it. And normally he gets others into trouble. He doesn't get into trouble. You remember this? Haryashwa and Shabalashwa. In the sixth canto you can read. Daksha Prajapati's children gave them sannyas 1,000, another 10,000 gave them sannyas. Daksha told him, cursed him, that you won't have any permanent residence, you will be always moving from one place to another. He didn't get into any serious problem anywhere. Same thing happened with Prajinabrahis also. So throughout Bhagavatam, if you look at different places where Sri Narada Maharshi got involved, even in other Puranams also, Narada Maharshi doesn't get into trouble very easily. But Narada Maharshi has a little fear about Krishna. Will I get into trouble for what I have done? That fear is there, because what he has done with Kamsa is unforgivable, isn't it? Wound him up very well. And more or less Vasudeva was going to be killed at that moment, but didn't happen. But now, with that fear, Narada Maharshi is standing in front of Krishna. I haven't seen you for a long time, Krishna says to Narada Maharshi. From the very words itself, Narada Maharshi smelled there is something wrong. So, Narada Maharshi didn't say anything, kept quiet. Didn't say one word. But Krishna has held him also once. Narada Muni also. But he has done that, he kept it for Dwaraka. Didn't do it in Vrindavanam or Mathura. But later in Dwaraka, that happened. Where Narada Maharshi was given a little bit of taste of that. Where Narada Maharshi. So, Krishna decided that it's not going to happen now, we'll do it later. So, you will hear that later in the 10th canto, how Narada Maharshi got into trouble with Krishna. That comes later. Generally, Narada Maharshi's job is to get others into trouble. But in Krishnavadaram, in Krishna's appearance, even Narada Muni got into trouble. Narada Muni also got into trouble. So Narada Maharshi says to Krishna, I have come to inform you something, he says. Krishna says, what is that? He says, and you have killed a lot of those demons here, haven't you? And I know that the purpose of your coming this time is to relieve the earth from this burden of the demons, from the burden of demons. And if you start killing one by one like this, it's going to take a very, very long time to kill all of them, because there's so many of them, these demons. So Krishna says to Narada Maharshi, so what do you want me to do then? He says, come to Mathura. And there, all the demons are together there. And create trouble there between them. And then you get an opportunity to kill all of them together in one lot. Finish them up, he said. So Krishna says to Narada Maharshi, I don't have any reason to come to Mathura. How can I come there? And I would like to go, but I don't have an opportunity to come there. Krishna says, one thing I know, I want to come because I know my father, mother, they are in the prison. They are in the prison. But without a reason, how can I come there? And Kamsa has put them in the prison, I know that. And Kamsa, because his wickedness has increased now, that is why he has locked them up, isn't it? Krishna says to Narada. But I'll tell you something. Krishna says, Narada Maharshi says to Krishna, that they have decided to perform a big sacrifice there. Dhanuryagam. Dhanuryagam means that Krishna, Kamsa worships a huge bow, Shaiva Chapam, given by Lord Shiva, through Kalabhairava gave it to him. And that Shaiva Chapam is worshipped by Kamsa. And there is a big festival associated with that. So the purpose of this particular sacrifice is, in a couple of days, Akrura will come to see you. Narada Maharshi is saying to Krishna, Akrura will come to see you. And you should come back with Akrura to Mathura there. And you will see there Chanura and Mushtiya, the two big wrestlers, they will be there. And you have to kill them there. Apart from that, Kuvalayapitam, the famous elephant, that will be there. You have to kill the Kuvalayapitam as well. And then Kamsa has to be killed. And you will have to take control of the administration of the whole kingdom. So, from now on, don't kill one by one, any of these who are coming here. Please be free yourself to come to Mathura now. Keep yourself ready for that, he says. And all the administration, everything, when you take control of Kamsa's kingdom, let Ugrasena do the administration. Then after that, you have to remember Krishna is only 11 years old, a little boy. Then he says, after you put Ugrasena in charge of the administration, and then you haven't gone to school so far. He says, you need some education also. Says to, who says? Narada Maharshi is saying to Krishna, you need a little education also, isn't it? You don't even know how to write Hari Shri, none of this, he says. So, there is one person there, I have arranged with him. Sandeepani is his name. So, go there and spend some time with him. And little bit education is also necessary, isn't it? He says to Krishna. After that, Ekapatni Vratadharaha. That in the last time when you came, you took a vow that you will only have one wife. I didn't like that. Narada Maharshi says there, at least marry some 16,000 wives now. Narada Maharshi's advice to Krishna. So, if you marry 16,108 wives, nothing is going to happen to you. You will be okay. Still safe, he says. Then, no, what else he gave the advice? It's not good enough you just marry. That's not good enough. From each of those wives, you should have 10 children, 10 boys, he says. That is not enough, he says. There should be one daughter as well. From each of those wives, you should have 10 sons and one daughter. From all of them. Then Krishna says, looked at Narada Maharshi, says, only then you will know what is prarabdham. Narada Maharshi says to Krishna, only then you will know what is prarabdham. 16,108 wives and 10 sons and one daughter from each of those wives. Then you will know what is prarabdham means, he said. So, only if you have boys you won't know it probably. So, therefore, by the time you sort out all these things, it will be time for Mahabharata war. And that is why he says, sir, you look at that verse, 37:22 verse. Then he says, Athate Kalarubasya, 22, verse chapter 37. Athate Kalarubasya, Kshavaishno Ramushyavai, Achauhininam Nidhanam, Drakshyami Arjuna Sarathe. Drakshyami Arjuna Sarathe. That means your job is ready there. You will be ready for the Mahabharata war at that time. And then as Arjuna's charioteer, when you come for that, I will see you at that time. Narada Maharshi says to Krishna. All this happened in one stretch. This chapter is important because this is after Arishtasura was killed, Keshi was killed, Narada Maharshi appears on the scene, and this conversation between Krishna and Narada Maharshi. All future plans, Narada Maharshi is saying to Krishna. In the Bhagavatam it is like that. Narada Maharshi is saying to Krishna, all these things has to be done in this sequence. In this sequence. Go to Mathura, kill Kamsa, kill all the demons there. Install Ugrasena as the king. Afterwards, go and have some education.
Then come back. Then go to Dwaraka and there marry 16,108 wives. Have 10 sons and 1 daughter from each of those wives. And then and experience that householder life for some time. After that, you will be ready for the big feast, Mahabharata war. Come to Kurukshetram for that. And from there, we will see what happens. You will be the charioteer of Arjuna. And then what will happen? So, after saying all these things, Sri Narada Maharshi paid his obeisances to Krishna and glorified him everything in advance. All these things have not happened yet. What is going to happen in the future, saying all that, Sri Narada Maharshi glorified Krishna and disappeared from there. Now you can see Krishna is preparing himself to go to Mathura, and for that purpose Akrura had to come and invite Krishna to come to Mathura. That is the next 2 chapters. Let's read that. Shri Shuka Vacha Akruro Bijatam Ratrim Madhuriam Mahamati Ushitva Rathamasaya Preo Nanda Gogulam Gachan Padi Mahabhago Bhagavatyam Bujekshane Bhaktim Baram Bhagada Eva Meda Dachindayal Kim Maya Jaridam Badram Kim Daptam Baramam Tava Kim Vada Pyarhade Dattam Yadraksham Yadya Keshavam Mamai Dadurlabham Manye Uttama Shloga Darshanam Vishayalmano Yadha Brahmam Kirtanam Shudra Janmanaha Maivam Mamadham Asyabhi Syadeva Achyuta Darshanam Kriyamana Kala Nadyam Kojil Taradikaschana Mamadya Mangala Amangalam Nashtam Phalavam Shaivame Bhava Yannamasye Bhagavado Yogi Dhyaye Ankri Pankajam Kamso Badadhyagradamitya Nugraham Drakshengri Bhatmam Prahido Munahare Kridavadara Siduratayam Tama Purvedaran Yannakamandalatushaham Yadarchidam Brahma Bhavadibi Surai Shriyacha Devyo Munibi Sasatvadai Gocharanaya Nijarai Charadvane Yel Gobiganam Gujakungumanginam Drakshami Nunam Sukapavala Nasigam Smidavalogaruna Kanjalochanam Mukham Mugundasya Gudalakavadam Pradakshinam me prajarandivai mringaham Apyadya Vishnur Manijatvami Yusho Bharavadaraya Bhuvo Nijechaya Lavanyadhamno Bhavido Balambhanam Mahyam Nanasyal Palamanjasa Drishaham Ya Ikshidaham Rahido Pyasal Sado Sutejaso Bastadabo Sutejasabastadatapo Vida Brahma Somaya Albandajidai Stadikshaya Pranakshadibi Sadaneshwabhiyate Yasyakila Mivahabi Sumangalai Vajo Vimishra Gunakarma Janmabhi Pranandishum Pandi Vunandi Vai Jagal Yastad Virekta Shavashobhanamadaha Sachavadirna Kila Sattvadanvaye Swasedubala Maravadya Sharmakrat Yashobidanvan Vrajamastam Ishvaro Gayandi Deva Yadashesha Mangalam Tam Twadyanunam Mahatam Gadim Gurum Trailokya Gandam Drishiman Mahol Savam Rubam Dadhanam Shriyam Ipsidaspadam Drakshemam Asan Ushasa Sudarshanaham Adham Ruda Sabadishayorathal Pradhanapam Soscharanam Swalabdhaye Dhyadrudam Yogvirapyaham Dhruvam Namasyam Abhyam Chasakhin Panaugasaham Aphyangri Mule Patidasyame Vibhu Shirasya Dasyam Nijahasta Pangajam Dattabhayam Kalabujangaram Hasa Prodvejidanam Sharaneshinam Nranam Samarhanam Yatra Nidhaya Kaushikam Tadhabalishyaba Jagatrayendradam Yadvavihare Vrajayoshidam Shramam Sparashena Saugandhika Gandhyama Gandhya Gandhyapanudan Nabayubayshetari Buddhimachyuda Kamsasya Duda Prahido Abhivishwadrak Yo andar bahischeda samedadi hidam kshetrajna mikshat amalena chakshushaham Apyangri mule avahidam kridanjalim Mamichida sasmidamardraya drisha Sapadya badvasta samastakil bisho ஓடாமுதம் வீத விஷங்கமூர்ஜிதம் சுகுர்த்தமம் ஞாதிமனன்ய தெய்வதம் தோர்பியாம் பிருகத்பியாம் பரிரப்சிதேதமாம் ஆத்மா ஹி தீர்த்தி க்ரியதே ததைவமே பந்தஸ்ச கர்மாத்மதம் உச்வசித்யதாம் லப்த்வாங்கசங்கம் பிரணதம் கிருதாஞ்சலிம் மாம் வக்ஷதே க்ரூர ததே துருஷ்ரவாஹம் ததா வயம் ஜன்மமிருதோ மஹீயஸ நைவாதிருதோ யோ திகமுஷ்ய ஜன்மத ந தஸ்ய கஷ்சில் தைத சுஹ்ருத்தமோ நாச்சாப்ரியோ த்வேஷ்யமுபேக்ஷயேவ வா ததா விபக்தான் பஜதே யதா ததா சுவிரத்ருமோ யத்வதுபாஸ்ரிதோர்த்ததா கிஞ்சாக்ரஜோ மாவனதம் யதூத்தமா ஸ்மயன் பரிஷுஜ்ய க்ருஹீதமஞ்சலோ க்ருஹம் ப்ரவேஷ்யாப்த சமஸ்த சல்க்ருதம் சம்ப்ரக்ஷதே கம்ஸக்ருதம் சுபந்துஷோ. ஸ்ரீ சுக உவாச இதி சஞ்சிந்தயன் கிருஷ்ணம் ஸ்வபல்கதனயோத்வனி ரதேன கோகுலம் ப்ராப்த சூர்யஸ்சாஸ்தகிரிம் நிருபா பதானி தஸ்யாகில லோகபால கீரஜுஷ்டாமல பாதரேனோ ததர்ஷகோஷ்டே க்ஷிதி கௌதுகானி விலக்ஷிதான்யப்ஜயவாங்குஷாத்யைஹி தத்தர்ஷனாஹ்லாத விவர்த சம்ப்ரம பிரேம்னோர்த்வரோமாஸ்ருகலாகுலேக்ஷண ரதாதவ ஸ்கந்த தேஷ்வசேஷ்டத பிரபோரமுன்யங்கிர்ஜாம் சஹோ இதி தேஹம் ப்ரதாமியானர்த்தோ ஹித்வா தம்பம் பியம் சுஜம் சந்தேஷாத்யோ ஹரேர்லிங்கம் தர்ஷனஸ்ரவணாதிபி ததர்ஷ கிருஷ்ணம் ராமம் ச வ்ரஜே கோதோஹனம் கதௌ பீதநீலாம்பரதரோ சரதம் புருஹேக்ஷணௌ கிஷோரோ ஷியாமளஷேதோ ஸ்ரீநிகேதோ ப்ரஹத் புஜௌ சுமுகௌ சுந்தரவரோ பாலத்விரத விக்ரமௌ துஜ வஜ்ராங்குஷாம்போஜே சினிதேரங்கிபிர் வ்ரஜம் சோபயந்தோ மஹாத்மானம் அனுக்ரோஷஸ்மிதேக்ஷணௌ உதாரருஜிரக்ரீடௌ ஸ்ரக்கினௌ வனமாலினோ புண்ணியகந்தானிலிப்தாங்கௌ ஸ்நாதோ விரஜவாசஸௌ பிரதான புருஷாவாத்யோ ஜகத்தேதி ஜகல்பதி அவதீர்ணோ ஜகத்யர்த்தே ஸ்வாம்சேன பிலகேஷவௌ திசோ விதிமிராராஜன் குர்வாணோ பிரபயா ஸ்வயா யதாமாரகத ஷைலோ ரௌப்யஷ்ச கனகாஞ்சிதோ ரதா தூர்ணமோப்ளுத்ய சோக்ரூரவ் ஸ்நேஹ விஹ்வலா பபாதச்சரணோ பாந்தே தண்டவல் ராமகிருஷ்ணயோ பகவத் தர்ஷனாஹ்லாதம் பாஷ்பா பரியாவுலேக்ஷண புலகாஜிதாங்க உல்கண்டியால் ஸ்வாக்கேன நாசக நிருபா பகவான் சமபிப்ரேத்ய ரதாங்காங்கித பாணின பரிரேபியோபுபா கிருஷ்ய பிரேத பிரணதவல் சலா சங்கர்ஷணச்ச பிரணதமுபகி மகாமனா கிரகீத்வா பாணினா பாணி அனயல் சானிஜோ கிரகம் பிருஷ்டுவாது ஸ்வாகதம் தஸ்மை நிவேத்ய சவராசனம் பிரக்ஷால்ய விதிவல் பாதோ மதுபர்க்கார்ஹணமாஹரல் நிவேத்யகாம் சாதிதயே சம்வாஹ்யஸ்ராந்தமாத்ருதா அன்னம் பஹூனம் மேத்யம் ஸ்ரத்தயோபாஹரத்விபோ தஸ்மை புக்தவதே ப்ரீத்யா ராமா பரமதர்மவித் முகவாசேர்கந்தமாலே பராம் பிரீதிம் வியதாத் புனா பப்ரச்ச சல்க்ருதம் நந்த கசம்ச நிரனுக்ரஹே கம்சே ஜீவதிதாஷார்ஹா சௌனபாலமிவாவயா யோ வதில் சுசுல் மகாபுராணே பரமஹம்சம் சம்ஹிதாயாம் தசமஸ்கந்தே பூர்வார்த்தே அக்ரூராகமனம் நாம அஷ்டத்ரிம்சத்தமோ அத்யாய சர்வத்ர கோவிந்த நாம சங்கீர்த்தனம் கோவிந்த கோவிந்த. ஏகோனிச்சத்வாரிம்சத்தமோ அத்யாயாம் ஸ்ரீ சுக உவாச சுகோபவிஷ்டபரியங்கே ராமகிருஷ்ணோருமானிதா லேபே மனோரஹான் சர்வான் பதியான் ச சகாரஹ கிமலப்யம் பகவதி பிரசன்னே ஸ்ரீநிகேதனே ததா விதல்பராராஜன் மஹி வாஞ்சந்தி கிஞ்சன சாயந்தநாசனம் கிருத்வா பகவான் தேவகீ ஸ்ருதா சுகுருசுகிருத்தம் கம்சஸ்ய பப்ரச்சான்ய சிகீர்ஷிதம் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச தாத சௌமியாகத கச்சில் ஸ்வாகதம் பத்ரமஸ்துவா அபிஸ்வஜாதிபந்தூனாம் அனமீவ மனாமயம் கிம் நு நகுஷலம் பிரச்சேயதமானே கலகுலாமயே கம்சே மாதுரதாம்யங்க ஸ்வானாம் நசல் பிரஜாசுசாம் அஹோ அஸ்மதபூத்பூரி பித்ரோர்விஜனமாரியயோ யத்தேதோ புத்திரமரணம் யத்தேதோர்பந்தனம் தயோ திருஷ்டியாபியதர்சனம் ஸ்வானாம் மஹ்யம் சௌமியகாம்க்ஷிதம் சஞ்சாதம் வர்ணதாம் தாதா தவ ஆகமன காரணம். ஸ்ரீ சுகோவாச்சாம் பிருஷ்டோ பகவதா சர்வம் வர்ணயாமாசம் அதுவா வைரானுபந்தம் யதுஷு வசுதேவதோத்யமம் யல் சந்தேஷோ யதர்த்தம் வா தூத சம்ப்ரேஷிதஸ்வயம் யதுக்தம் நாரதேன அஸ்ய சுஜன்மானகதுந்துபே ஸ்ருத்வா க்ரூரவச கிருஷ்ணோ பலஸ்ச வரவீரஹ prahasanandam vidanam yajna adishtam vijajyadum. Gopalan samadhi shall so be grihyadam sarvago rasa upayanani grihnidvam yujyandam shakadani cha yasyama shomadubirim dasyama omrupade rasan drashyama smahal parvayandi janabada kila evamakoshayal shatrananda gopasagokule. Gopesta to the Bashatya Babu Vidhila, Brasham Ramakrishna Ubudim Nedu, Akuram, Brajamagadam, Kashital Kadatuab, Shasamla Amla, Shasamla Namukashriya, Sram Sadukula Valaya, Kesha Grandescha Kashana, Anyasha Tadanadhyani, Tadanadhyana Nivruta, Shesha Urtaya, Nabdijana Nimam Logam, Alma Loga Gada, Iva, Smaran Deschabara Shaure, Anuragasmide Rida, Kudis Prashas Chitrabada, Girasam Muhustriya, Gidim Sulalidam Cheshtam Snigdahasa Velokanam Shokobaha Shokabahani Narmani Prodham Charidanicha Chindayandyo Mugundasya Bida Virahagadara Samida Sankhasha Prochu Ashramukyo Achudashayaha Gopya Uchu Aho Vithadastavana Kujidaya Kujidaya Samyojya Maitreya Pranayena Dehina Tam Shakradarthan Vyunangshavartagam Vikridam te arbhaga cheshtidam yatha Yastram pradarshyasida kundala avrudam Mugundavatram sugabhavala munnasam Shokabanodasmidalesha sundaram Karoshi paroksham asadhute kritam Krurastama krurasamakhyasmana Chachurkhidattam harasebadajnyavad Yenegadeshe akhila sarga saushtavam Todriyamadrashmavayam madudvishaham Nananda Sunuchanabanga Saukhada, Samichadena Sukhada, Dura Bada, Vihaya Gehan, Sujanan, Sudan Padim, Stadasema Dhobagada, Navapriyaham, Sukham Prabhada Rajaniyama Shisha, Satya Babu Pereyoshidam Druvam, Yasambravishta Semukham Rajaspade, Pasendubambo, Ubangot Kalidasmidasavam. Tasam Mugundo Madumanjubashi there, Grihida Chitta Paravan Manaswabi, Katham Punamna Pradiyasya Debala, Gramya Salajas Veda Vibrame Brahman, Adyad Druvam Tatra Drisho Bhavishyade, Dasharha Bojan Thagavrishni Satvadam, Mahol Savashri Ramanam Gunaspadam, Drakshandiye Chadhani Devaki Sutam, Maitad Dudasya Karunasya Namabur Akuramitye Tadda Iktieta divyaka adiva daruna yo savana shuasis dukhidam janam priyat priyam neshri paramadhvana anardra diresha samasti doratham tamanyomi jatvarayandi durmada gopa anobi stavireirube kshidam devam janodhya pratikulami hadem nivarayama samubetyamathavam kimno karishyan kula bruddhavandava Mugunda Sangar, Nishardha Dvistyaja, Devena Vidhum Siddha Dina Chetasam, Yasyanuraga Lilidasmilaval Gumandra Lila Veloka Parirampanara Sagoshtyam, Nidasmana Chanamiva Chanada Vinatham, Gopya Katham, Nudidare Matamo, Durandam, Yovnachaye Vrajamananda Sagaparido, Gober Vishan Kurereja Churida Lagasrak, Venum Kunam Smitha Kadachani Rikshanena, Chittam chino tyamumrude enu katham bhavema shri shukovacha. Evam bruvana virahatura brisham rajastriya krishnam shaktamanasa visrajjalajam nirudusmasas suswaram govinda damodara mathavedi srinam evam rudandina mudide savidaryatha akrurashchodayamasa kritamaitradigo ratham Govasam Nusajandananda Dya Shakadai Sada Ada Yobayanam Bhuri Kumbhan Gorasa Sampradan Gopis Chadidam Krishnamanu Brajya Nuranjida Pratyadesham Bhagavada Kankshan Deshcha Avadastire Tastada Tapidi Ritsha Soprasane Yadutama Sondvayamasa Sapreme Ayasamidi Dautyagai Yavada Lakshadeke Duri Avadrenura Dasyaja Anuprasavid Almano Lekhyan Yuvalakshida Ta nirasha nivavadur govinda vini vartane vishogamahani minyur gayandi prejeshtidam Bhagavanavi sambrapto rama kruraido nrupa rathena vayivegena kalindi makhanashinim Tatro basprashavaniyam pito amrishtamani prabham Vrikshashandam upavrajya saramo rathama vishal Akrurasau vamandra niveshe ratho bari kalindi ankhatama agatya snanam vidhivadajaral
నిమజ్జతస్మిన్ సలిలే చమన్ బ్రహ్మ సనాతనం తావేవదృశ క్రూరో రామకృష్ణౌ సమన్వితౌ తౌ రథస్థౌ కథమిహ సుధావానగందుబే తర్హి స్విల్సందనే నస్త ఇత్యున్మజ్జ వజష్టస తత్రాభిజేదా పూర్వమాసీనో పునరేవస నిమజ్జ దర్శనం యన్మే మృషా కిం సలిలే తయో భూయస్తత్రాభి సోద్రాశిల్ స్వయమాన మహీశ్వరం సిద్ధచారణగంధర్వై అసురేర్ నతగంధరై సహస్రశిరసం దేవం సహస్రభణౌలినం నీలాంబరం విషశ్వేదం శృంగై శ్వేదమివస్థితం తల్స్యోత్సంగే ఘనశ్యామం బీజకోశే వాససం పురుషం చతుర్భుజం శాంతం పద్మవత్రారుణేక్షణం చారుప్రసన్నవదనం చారుహాస నిరీక్షణం శుభ్రోన్నసం చారువర్ణం సుకపోలారుణాధరం ప్రలంబ వీవరభుజం తుంగాం సోరస్థలశ్రియం కంభుకండం నిమ్ననాభిం వలిమల్పలవోదరం బృహల్కళిదశోణి కరభోరుద్వయాన్వితం చారుజానీయుగం చారు జంగాయుగుళ సంయుతం తుంగవల్కారుణనఖం వ్రదిభిర్వృతం నవాంగుళ్యం గుష్ఠదళైర్విలసల్ పాదమంగజం సుమహార్హమణి వ్రాతకిరీటకటకాంగదై కటీర్సూత్ర బ్రహ్మసూత్రం హార నూపురకుండలై వ్రాజమానం పద్మకరం శంఖచక్రగదాధరం శ్రీవత్సవక్షసం వ్రాజల్ కౌస్తుభం వనమాలినం సునందానంద ప్రముఖై పార్షదై సనకాదిభి సురేషిర్బ్రహ్మరుద్రాద్యర్ నవభిశ్చ దిజోత్తమై ప్రహ్లాద నారదవసు ప్రముఖైర్భాగవదోత్తమై స్తూయమానం పృథగ్భావేర్ వజోభిరమలాల్ మవి శ్రియా పుష్ట్యా గిరాకాంద్యా కీర్త్యా తుష్టేళయోర్జయా విద్యయా విద్యాశక్త్యా మాయయా చ నిషేవితం విలోక్య సదృశం స్పృశం వీదో భక్త్యా పరమయాయుధ హృష్యతనురుహో భావ పరిక్లిన్ ఆత్మలోచనః గిరాయద్గదయా స్తౌశీల్ సత్వమాలంబ్య సా త్వదా ప్రణమ్యమూర్ధనావహిత కృతాంజలివటశనై. ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే అక్రూర ప్రదియాని ఏకోనచత్వారింశత్తమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవిందనామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. కంస told Akrura that he should go to Vrindavanam and he should bring back with him Krishna and Balaram. Not only that, Kamsa says to him, you can take my chariot. So that day has gone like that. This one day, this incident happened between Kamsa and Akrura. Next day morning, Akrura has to leave for Vrindavanam. So, Akrura's journey to Vrindavanam is very interesting in the Bhagavatam. You have to think about this very seriously, because the way Akrura thinks about Krishna in that journey to Vrindavanam is a lesson to all the devotees how we should remember Krishna in our journey towards Krishna. That is the importance of that. Why it is spoken in the Bhagavatam, Akrura is traveling in his mental chariot. He is sitting in Akrura Kamsa's chariot. But actually he is in the mental chariot, Manoratham. And he is traveling to Vrindavanam to bring Balaram and Krishna back to Mathura, towards Mathura. So the whole verses you will find there is a lesson to all the devotees how they should think about Krishna on their way back to Krishna. So the day before Akrura left, Kamsa has arranged Akrura to go, and that night Akrura couldn't sleep. Akrura couldn't sleep at that night. Because Akrura is a devotee, right? Akrura is a devotee. And Akrura is thinking about Krishna. And this incident happened on an Ekadashi day. Which one? Kamsa calling Akrura and telling him to go to Vrindavanam. This happened on a Ekadashi day. And Akrura follows Ekadashi very strictly. So, on that Ekadashi day night,
Akruya normally doesn't sleep at night. But because of this instructions from Kamsa to go and bring Balaram and Krishna to Mathura, Akruya couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep at night. He was totally awake. In other words, what it means is his Ekadashi was perfect. Normally, that is the instructions in the Shastram for following Ekadashi. One is not allowed to eat anything during the day, and one is expected to stay awake whole night, absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. So, it is on Dwadashi day, the next day, that Akrura started his journey. And not obviously, Akrura hasn't eaten anything. Last the Ekadashi day and Dwadashi day also. So, Akrura thought, I'll have that Dwadashi Parana, that means breaking the fast of the Ekadashi, after I get to Vrindavan and after seeing Krishna. He thought in that way. So, it is thinking like that. So, instead of breaking the fast on the Dwadashi day, Akrura thought, I'm going to see Krishna anyway. So after seeing Krishna, I'll break the fast. He thought in that way. And here, Akrura is feeling some unusual happiness inside. You will see there that it comes in Narayaniyam also, it mentions there that Akrura's special happiness inside, what he felt. It says there that the second verse in the 72nd chapter. Akrurame shabhavad angri paraschiraya tuddarshana chamamana chidipala bhitya tasyatnyaiva puniri chidamudyadastwal anandavaramadi buridaram babhara. Buridaram babhara. Tasyatnyaiva puniri chidamudyadastwal. Then he felt immense happiness inside. Why? Because Akrura had a desire to see Krishna before, but he couldn't go. Why? Because he was frightened of Kamsa. If Kamsa comes to know that I have gone to see Krishna, it will cause a lot of problems. He may ask me, why have I gone? Where have I gone? It will come automatically, it will be known to everybody. And he could get into trouble. But inside he had a strong desire to go and see Krishna, but he couldn't go. Now, the very person who he thought is going to cause problem for him to go and see Krishna, by Krishna's arrangement, that very same person is asking Akrura to go and see him. See that? How it happened? This kind of incidents in Krishnavadaram, in Krishna's pastimes, you will see many times these things happening. The very person who was a block or who was an obstacle for Akrura to go and see Krishna, which was Kamsa. Kamsa was the obstacle. Akrura wanted to, because Kamsa has driven away everybody, all the devotees from there. And if he knew that if anybody is a devotee of Krishna or Vasudev, friendly with Vasudev, Kamsa would have killed them by now. All the Yadavas have left Mathura and gone away. So Kamsa has had properly keeping an eye on everybody. And Akrura knew that if he had gone and see Krishna, that would cause a lot of problem for himself. So therefore, he was holding it back. But look what has happened. Kamsa is asking him to go and bring Krishna. So Kamsa, Akrura was thinking about all these things within himself, and he felt immense happiness. In another instance, you will see in the Bhagavadam that Balaram says to Krishna that after Rukmini was kidnapped, in Rukmini's case, that Krishna cut his hair off and made him look very vulgar, shaved him half and cut off his hair, and made him very ugly looking. Balaram comes and says to Krishna, what you have done is not proper. After all, he is your brother-in-law, isn't it? You should never have behaved like this. And what happened later? Krishna uses Balaram to kill Rukmi. The very person, Balaram says to Krishna, you should have not done this. After all, he is your brother-in-law, you should not act like this. Krishna says, all right, you kill him then. So that's how it is. We never know within Krishna's plans how things will fit in. We have no idea about that. So now Kamsa is telling him to go. And he says to him, go and see Krishna and bring him here. Yeah, so whatever that was an obstacle for Akrura to see Krishna, that very obstacle has become an encouragement for him now to go and see Krishna. Isn't it? This is Krishna's mercy. Thinking like this, Akrura was reflecting on that, how things have happened in his life. And thinking about that, he felt immensely happy and he started crying. Tears started coming from his eyes. And in the morning he woke up Dwadashi day, performed his Sandhyavandanam, everything, and after that he got into the chariot. He didn't break his fast. And the chariot goes very fast, very fast. And the distance is hardly 10 kilometers from Mathura to Vrindavanam, isn't it? But in that royal chariot, when Akrura got in, it took a whole day to get to Vrindavanam. By evening, Akrura arrived in Vrindavanam. So what happened all the time from morning to evening? Akrura got into the chariot, but he forgot everything, thinking about Krishna. He was not more than in the Kamsa's chariot. He was in his mental chariot. He's sitting there, but he has not started the journey. Finally, he realized that he's thinking various things. What will happen when I get to Vrindavanam? And so, in this, chariot has got two wheels. One is the chariot's wheels and the other one is the Manorajam. Manorajam means the chariot of the mind, isn't it? That's why you will notice there what he said. You can, 38th verse, 38th chapter. What does he say there? Maivam mama adham asyabi sya deval achyuta darshanam kriyamana kala nadyam kochitaradi kaschanam sya deval achyuta darshanam sya deval achyuta darshanam. He says that is one wheel. One wheel is that sya deva achyuta darshanam. He is saying there, I am going to Vrindavanam. For what? Who I am going to see there? Akrura is thinking. Will I be able to see Krishna? He is thinking like this. Why? Akrura understand. Great, great yogis. Great, great jnanis. Great, great devotees. They want to see Krishna. They don't get to see Krishna. Will I be able to see Krishna? And even these great personalities, they never got an opportunity to see Krishna. How will I be able to see Krishna? He was thinking himself like this. One thing, I am eating the food given to me by this Kamsa, who is a very wicked person. His food I am eating. Not only that, I am in his service. I am serving him. And why? Because I am doing all these things, I must be a very sinful person. I must be a very sinful person. And Krishna is going to allow me to see him. How is that going to happen? This is one way of thinking of Akrura. Then he is saying that it cannot be. Durlabham manye uttama shloga darshanam. In the fourth verse he says, mamaita durlabham manye uttama shloga darshanam.
Vishayatmano yatha brahma kirtanam shudra janmanaha.
He is saying there, one wheel is going like this, thinking like that, how will I be able to see him? Will Krishna allow me to see him? Great jnanis, yogis, devotees, they don't get to see him. Krishna doesn't reveal himself to them. How is he going to allow me to see him? This is one thing, one side. On the other side, he's thinking that, why should I think like that? Why should I think like that? That I should be able to see him. When you are in your mental chariot, you don't have to show any miserliness there. Is it not? It is in a mental chariot, it's not going to cost you anything. So you can think as much as you want, as opulent or as wonderful as the way as you want. He's thinking like this. He said, I should be able to see Krishna. He's thinking like this. After all, he's saying, he is the son of my brother. He's the son of my brother. That means I am his father's younger brother, uncle, isn't it? And so when I get there to Vrindavanam, he started thinking, I will start seeing Krishna's lotus feet or his markings on the ground. And I'm sure that I will see his peculiar marking on the sand, on the ground there. And once I see that, I will become ecstatic, I'll feel ecstasy, and I'll fall on the ground and start rolling on the ground. Akrura is thinking like this. And when I do that, suddenly Krishna will see me and he'll come and pick me up from the ground and he'll embrace me. And then he will ask me about Kamsa, what's happening with Kamsa. Then I will tell him everything about Kamsa's plans. Kamsa has told Akrura not to say anything. For what purpose? They are bringing him. He is being sent there to bring Krishna and Balaram. Kamsa specifically told him. Kamsa told him, you should tell them I'm inviting them to come to Madhura to participate in this Dhanuryagam sacrifice. But the intention, motive behind that was to use Chanura and Mushtiga and Kuvilaya Pedam to kill Krishna and Balaram. That was the plan behind it. But that you need not reveal to them. Krishna has told all these things to Akrura. But Akrura is now saying, as soon as I see Krishna, I'll tell him everything what Krishna Kamsa has told me. He's saying like this. And I will pay my obeisances to both Krishna and Balaram there, and that will be the fulfillment of my life. So, one side he was thinking the other way, next side it was going the opposite way. One side he was thinking, Krishna may not see me. After all, who is Krishna? And I'm trying to be a devotee, but I'm a very sinful person. Kamsa's servant, eating his food, taking his salary, and living at his cost. Why should Krishna see me, a person like me? One side he was thinking this way. Other side he's thinking that after all, he was my brother's son. He will treat me as his uncle, and he will embrace me, and he will definitely ask me about Kamsa. At that time, I'll tell him everything. He says like this. So Akrura is in this way thinking about all the things. A lot of time has gone in this process. And the horses, they didn't move. They stood there. But only suddenly in the middle of all these things, he thought that he has to go to Vrindavanam to see Krishna. So the horses started moving in the middle of this mental chariot. And they got there by evening. If Akrura did not drive the chariot, how did that chariot arrive there? How did that arrive in Vrindavanam? That is the beauty. If Akrura sat in the chariot and thought that he has to go to Vrindavanam to see Krishna, that is sufficient. The chariot will take you there. Then whichever direction the horses pull the chariot, by evening the horses will get you to Krishna. That means, what it is indicating to us? As long as a devotee has a desire in his heart to go back to Krishna, to realize the truth, to free yourself from material life once for all. We are all living in this world for that purpose, isn't it? Ultimately to realize the truth, to go back to Krishna. As long as we have that resolution inside us, we have that determination inside us, that is enough. Eventually you will get there. You will really get there. So long as self-realization is the goal, and if you are chanting the holy name of Krishna, you will ultimately get back to Krishna. That is that guarantee through the Sakrura story. So, and then all you have to do is to drive this chariot called this body. Drive this chariot, and these senses which are in our body like the horses, and let these horses drive us in any direction. Even though we don't have the control on these senses, even if they drive us in the wrong directions, at the end of the day, it will get to Krishna. It will get to Krishna. And because there will be an end to this journey. There will be an end to this journey, isn't it? And somehow or the other, even if the horses are driven in the wrong direction, if we had that determination inside to go back to Krishna, then by the time we die, we leave this body, this chariot will take us to that destination. So Shukra Brahmarshi is telling us that if you have taken Krishna consciousness seriously, there is hope in life. There is hope in life. And he is pacifying us through this particular example. Shukra Brahmarshi is saying to us, ultimately, Akrura's chariot arrived in Vrindavanam, and when he arrived there, as he expected, he could see Krishna's feet markings of the feet on the ground there. Immediately he got down from the chariot. And see what he has done? We will see in the 26th verse. 38:26. Taddarshana ahlada vivrta sambhrama premna urdhva roma ashru kula kulekshana ashru gala kulekshana radhadava skandya sateshva jeshtada prabho ramunyangri rajam syaho iti radhadava skandya sateshva jeshtada prabho amunyangri rajam syaho iti. That he was so excited, all over his body the hair stood straight, and tears started coming from his eyes, seeing Krishna's feet markings on the ground. And as soon as he saw the feet markings, he started rolling on them, on the ground. He started rolling over there, and took the dust from the ground and started putting on his head. And Akrura was so excited, seeing the feet markings, and he forgotten everything. Shukra Brahmarshi is saying here that if you look at the 27th verse, Deham vridhami anartho hitva dambham bhiyam shujam sam deshadyo hanir lingam darshana shravanadibi. Shukra Brahmarshi is saying here, those who have got a material body, for them the goal of life is this, to come to this state of excitement, to that feeling, that ecstasy what Akrura has felt. Deham bradami anartho hitva dambham bhiyam shucham sam deshadyo harer lingam darshana shravana divi. So sam deshadyo hitva dambham bhiyam shucham deham bradami anartho. Deham bradami anartho. Deham bradami anartho means, first thing, able to forget about one's own body. Deham bradami anartho. One's own body. Then, while we remembering Krishna, we should be able to forget our own body. That is a very important thing in the devotee's life.
Deham brudhamyan artho hitva dambham viyam shujam. Sam desha yo harerlingam darshana shravanadibi. If we are properly remembering Krishna, if our absorption in Krishna is strong enough, then we will forget our body. We will forget our own body. This is about the devotee. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here that when this is an important thing, he says, Deham bridam yanato hitva dambham bhiyam shucham sam deshad yo harer lingam darshana shravanadibi. Harer linga darshana shravanadibi. As soon as you see Krishna or as soon as you experience Krishna, immediately we should be able to forget our own body. That is what is expected from a devotee. Bodily attachment has to drop straight away. So here, Shiva Brahmarshi is saying here, Krishna was there, Yashoda Devi was milking the cows. She was milking the cows. Yashoda and Rohini, they were both there. It was 5:30 to 5:30 around that time in the evening, and they were milking the cows. And Krishna was helping Yashoda Devi to milk the cows. And and after Yashoda has milked the cow, and the milk was handed over to Krishna to keep the in different pots, Krishna was taking the milk and drinking from the pots directly. And at the same time, Krishna was also helping Yashoda Devi to tie the calves who were rushing to drink the milk. Some of them, he was allowing them to go and drink the milk. Some of them, there were many, many cows. Yashoda Devi had to milk all of them. Sometimes Krishna was telling Yashoda Devi that it is enough that you had taken enough milk out of that cow. And Krishna was chastising Yashoda Devi for that. And Krishna was also saying to Yashoda Devi, the calf of that cow also needs some milk. Leave some milk for the calf as well. In this way, conversation between Krishna and Yashoda. And Balaram was also helping, like Krishna was doing. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, in this process of Godohanam. Godohanam means this milking cow. Godohanam means milking the cow. In the process of this Godohanam, in the middle of that, Krishna and Balaram assisting Yashoda and Rohini and the cows, all this whole scene, Akrura saw from a distance. Akrura saw from a distance. As soon as he saw from the distance, he fell on the ground and paid his obeisances to Krishna and Balaram. And normally the system is when you pay your obeisances, you say who you are and then you pay your obeisances. But Akrura forgot to even say that. Normally you should say that I am so-and-so paying my obeisances to you and you pay your obeisances. But instead, Akrura forgotten all that, to say even that. So, due to the situation that the happiness, everything, Krishna noticed Akrura from a long distance. Immediately, as soon as he saw Akrura, Krishna told Balaram, come with me, we'll go and see our uncle, he said. And they walked straight away to Akrura. When they came to see Akrura, Akrura was on the ground, rolling on the ground, and seeing Krishna and Balaram. And they together held Akrura's hand and brought him up, made him to stand on the ground. And at that time, when Akrura looked at Krishna's and Balaram's face, he could see a tremendous happiness in their face. Then Krishna is saying to Akrura, what is this going on? Seeing us, you are just rolling on the ground like this. After you are our uncle, isn't it? We should be paying our obeisances to you. Instead, you are rolling on the ground like this, he said. So, Balaram and Krishna together held one hand each and took Akrura from the ground, and all the dust which was on their Akrura's body, all they cleaned up. Akrura's body they cleaned and then took Akrura home, and a huge reception for Akrura at home. And after that, Akrishna and Balaram has arranged a nice reception at home, and a lot of nice prasadam, everything was given to Akrura. He ate everything, and then he was resting. Akrura was resting. And you have to remember, Balaram and Krishna deliberately kept Akrura from meeting Nanda Maharaj at that point. It was done deliberately, because Akrura, Krishna and Balaram wanted to have a private conversation with Akrura before he met Nanda Maharaj. And the way Krishna turned the whole situation, after hearing from Akrura that when Akrura told Balaram and Krishna that they have been invited to come to Mathura to participate in this sacrifice, and Akrura also told Krishna and Balaram, the intention is to kill you both, with Kuvalayapidham and with Chanura and Mushtika. All these plans of Kamsa, Akrura has revealed to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram didn't want Nanda Maharaj to hear this. So therefore, this all conversation happened way before Nanda Maharaj met up with Akrura. And knowing all these things, when Akrura meets Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Balaram says to Nanda Maharaj that, we are all been invited to Mathura to come for a big festival. That's how Krishna and Balaram puts it to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj didn't know anything. Akrura is concerned, he has spoken everything what he wanted to say to Krishna and Balaram directly. To Nanda Maharaj he didn't say anything. So at that time, it was happening in such a way that Nanda Maharaj had no clue what happened between Akrura and Krishna Balaram. Though now, Krishna is saying to them that, in front of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Balaram is saying to Akrura, we were waiting for an invitation from Mathura to come for us to come. We have never seen a big city before. Krishna is saying this. And we heard about this Mathura, that it's a huge city, and we would like to go and see, and now that the invitation has come, it is really nice, he says, like that. And we also know that our parents are in the prison. Vasudeva and Devaki are in the prison. What is their situation? Krishna and Balaram asked Akrura, that what is the situation with all the Yadavas? How does he deals with the Yadavas? And that is why you will see in that 39th chapter, verse 7, Dishtya adya darshanam swanam mahyam va. 7th verse, 39. Dishtya adya darshanam swanam mahyam va saumyakam kshidam sanjadam varnyadam tata tava agamana karanam. The purpose of your coming here. What is the reason you have come here? Tell us everything in detail. And that is why in the 8th verse, Prishto Bhagavada Sarvam Varnayama Samathava Vairanubandham Yadushu Vasudeva Vadodhyamam. Vasudeva Vadodhyamam. So Akrura told everything to Krishna and Balaram. Means that Kuvalayapidham, the big elephant, has been arranged to kill Krishna and Balaram. And the two big wrestlers, Chanura and Mushtika, they also been arranged. Another thing is, Akrura says to Krishna, I have been told all these things not to tell you, but I have told you everything. What do you think? If you get a representative like this. So Akrura felt that if I don't tell Krishna all these things, Krishna may think that I have a part in this whole thing. But he's saying there, if I tell Krishna and Balaram everything what Kamsa has told me, and then if I tell Krishna and Balaram, Kamsa has told me not to tell you anything, but I have told you because he told me not to tell you. In that case, I have no responsibility. It is Kamsa's problem then. Do you see that logic? Akrura's logic. Akrura is saying that Kamsa has told me all these things, the purpose of bringing you back to Mathura, to Krishna and Balaram. Idea is this, to kill you both. with Kuvalayapidam and with the wrestlers come, Chanura and Mushtiya. And Akura is such a honest person. He says to Krishna, but he has told me not to tell you, but I have told you everything. I have told you everything, but he has told me not to tell you anything, but I have told you everything. In other words, he does not want Krishna to think that he has kept anything away from him. And he is also saying to Krishna that Kamsa has told me like this. He told me not to tell you anything. So I am telling you that he told me not to tell you anything. So he repeated the same thing. So he is saying, I have no part in this. All I am doing is... Do you understand the logic? Akura's logic. Akura is saying that I have done what I have been told to do, which I have done, to invite you both. And his plan is all these things, and he has told me not to tell you. He told me not to tell you, and I am telling you also that he told me not to tell you. So now you can understand. It's all in your problem, not my problem. I am not responsible for this. In this way, he pacified himself. Because he was also feeling that he was trying to cheat Kamsa in that way. He also felt responsibility towards Kamsa. Whatever it is. So here what happened now? That he knows very well, who Akrura knows very well, that Akrura knows very well that you shouldn't, because Kamsa has told him, you shouldn't tell any of these things to him. Any of these things to him. So Akrura said that also, that I have been told not to say anything to you. So he thought, if I say like that, I won't have any sinful reaction from that. That's how he thought. So so it's an interesting thing, isn't it? So reason is that when Kamsa told him not to say this, Akrura felt strongly to say this. When somebody tells you not to do it, you feel more stronger that you should do it, isn't it? Once it so happened, you know this witness business in the court. So one witness, he had to tell a lie as a witness. He had to tell a lie as a witness in the court. So one person went to the king and complained to him about another person that he has taken a bribery. He has been bribed, and that's why he has done like this. And to prove that, he brought a witness. So the person who was the witness, he told him. And the person who was taken to the court, one person complained about somebody else, and he told him that this person has taken a bribe. Another person made a complaint to the king. So the king called both, the person who made the complaint and the person who has taken the bribe, both. So there was a witness to all these things. So the witness was told by the person who has taken the bribe that you say, when you are called for the witness, that I have not taken the bribe. When they got there, so this was a Brahmana who was called as the witness, was a Brahmana. So the king said to the Brahmana, you should tell the truth, that has he taken the bribe? He said, I'll tell you the truth, he said. This person has given me 100 rupees and told me he's given me 100 rupees and not to tell the truth. That is the truth, he said. So what do you think a witness like this? So he has given him 100 rupees to say that I have not taken the bribe. That's what he wanted him to do. who the person who has been accused of bribe. So he has arranged this brahmana. He thought, if I use a brahmana to say the thing, the king will accept it, because they'll generally they don't tell lies. So hoping that he will say. So when king asked the brahmana that, tell me, brahmana, you should tell the truth, what actually happened. So I'll tell you the truth, he said. This person whom you are accused of, he has given me 101 rupees or whatever that was, and told me to say that he has not taken the bribe. So he said that. The king understood the situation. And then he didn't say anything further after that. So, akrura is something similar to that. Akrura's way of reacting, you can see. Some people are like that, isn't it? They can't do it. So they feel, they get hurt inside. So they say, instead of getting into trouble, I don't feel guilty then if I say the truth. I told the truth. He has given me 100 rupees, so I have told the truth, said. So, so when he said all these things, look at that verse. Prishto bhagavada sarvam varnayama samathava. 8th verse, 39th chapter. Vairanubandham yadushu vasudeva vadodhyamam. Vasudeva vadodhyamam. Then after say sarvam varnayama samathava, Vairanubandham yadushu vasudeva vadodhyamam. After saying all these things, Akrura says to Krishna and Balaram, one more thing, Kamsa has told me not to say any of these things to you, he says. When Akrura said this, Balaram was standing there. He just smiled, seeing this representative of Kamsa, the way he is. So, because more than Krishna, it hit Balaram a little bit strongly. Why? Because Vasudeva Vadodhyamam. He heard that Kamsa is going to kill Vasudev. When he heard that, it hit Balaram a little bit more than Krishna. Krishna was not hit that badly, but Balaram was hit. At that time, Krishna says to Balaram, wait, my brother, please wait, it's not time yet. So, by then, in the middle of this conversation, Nanda Maharaj walked in. You have to see the whole scene properly. Otherwise, when you read these verses, you won't get the interesting part of it. The interesting bit in all these things is how this conversation is developing between Krishna and Balaram and Akrura and Nanda Maharaj. There's a whole scene there. When you just read the verses, you will think, oh, it's happened. But when you read the background behind it, in which circumstances it's happening, then only you'll find that interesting bit there. So while this conversation is going on between Krishna Balaram and Akrura, Nanda Maharaj walks in there. And before Krishna could answer back to Akrura, Nanda Maharaj say, Krishna turned the whole story in a different way to Nanda Maharaj. He completely changed the whole thing. Didn't mention one thing about killing Balaram and Krishna and the plan behind it of sending Akrura there to invite them. All that was completely wiped out from the scene. And he says here that Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, Kamsa has invited us, our uncle has invited us to come. And not only that, he has started a huge sacrifice. He has invited not only Balaram and Krishna, but all the cowherd men, cowherd boys, everybody has been invited, and they should bring as much as possible Gaurasam. Gaurasam means all the preparations from the cow, the milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, everything. As much as possible, they should bring it for this big festival. And also, Kamsa has specifically told our uncle Akrura that Krishna and Balaram should also come for this. So this is Kamsa's invitation. Krishna and Balaram put this forward to Nanda Maharaj. And when Nanda Maharaj heard all that, Nanda Maharaj was in ecstasy. He's saying that Kamsa is such a nice person. He's inviting all of us to come for the festival. So immediately, them days, they have a system of making the announcement. They have big drums and people hang these drums on their shoulders. on their neck, and with the two drums they go all around the junctions in the street, and loudly they make the announcement. What was the announcement? That day itself, next day morning, the first announcement was that all cowherd men should go to Mathura with Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Balaram to see this huge festival there, and Kamsa has invited all of us to come, and we should bring with us as much as possible ghee, the milk, the butter, cheese, everything, as much as possible in large quantity. And when this was announced like that, then all this announcement was made all over, and all cowherd men and the cowherd boys, they felt very happy about it, and they left. Four or five, and they started their journey. 4 to 5 days, they have to stay in Mathura for the festival. They have to stay for 4 to 5 days. So naturally they have organized everything in such a way to spend 4 or 5 days there. And they filled all their huge pots as much as possible with gorasam, with various cow products. And they filled that into their chariots and the bullock carts, everything. And they decided their journey. Next day, they don't know how they spent the whole day doing this. Gopis also heard this whole thing. This news arrived to gopis also. So, in the morning, when they got up, when the gopis got up, and when they heard all these announcements, and what did they see? They heard this news that Krishna is going to Mathura. Krishna is going to Mathura. So, as soon as they heard this news, they couldn't bear that. They, in groups, they came over, they came to the street, and the gopis wanted to stop the journey. And Shukha Brahmarshi says to Parikshit Maharaj at this time that what all things gopis were talking about Krishna at that time, and how they cried at that time. There is a whole discussion about that. And Shukha Brahmarshi says there, even Lord Ananda, Adishesha, with his thousands of tongue, even if he tried to talk about it, you can't explain that. That was the saying like this, and from that itself you can understand that what gopis have spoken at that time in feeling that separation from Krishna. So at that time sun has just risen in the morning, and gopis are standing everywhere in groups. They are not doing any work. They stopped working. And they were standing in groups everywhere, and they are talking to each other, and they are crying also. And one gopi is saying here, you can see that one verse, we'll look at that. Aho vidhada, 19th verse. Aho vidhada, verse chapter 39, verse 19. Aho vidhada stavanakva jiddayal, samyojya maitreya pranayena dehinam, tamsha akradarthan, Vyunangshapārthakam vikrīdidam te arbhaga cheshtidam yathā. The gopis are saying to Lord Brahma that you are such a cruel person. Why you are so cruel and wicked? Because you are the person who has created everybody. And then what do? You create everyone individually, and then you create attachment between people. You develop attachment between people. And there will be some reason for them to get attached to each other. Husband, wife, children, parents, grandparents, this way. Either in the form of husband or wife, or father, mother, or mother and children, or elder brother, younger brother, sister, this way. In some relationship like this, you will create a relationship, an attachment between people in that way. Then what happens? When that relationship builds up, and when it gets to the peak, you break them. You take them off from them, and you break them. And when you do that, you create situation in such a way they will never be able to see each other. Either one of them will die, or they will be killed, or whatever it will be. At that time, the person who lost the other person, say husband and wife, husband loses the wife, or the wife loses the husband, or when the mother loses her children, or when the children loses the mother. Whichever way it is, they are in great distress. Is it not? When that separation happens, a great distress. And you watch all these things and then you enjoy this. Is it not? Is that not your job? Gopis are asking all these things. In Gopi, Aho vidhadastava kojidna kojiddaya samyojya maitreya pranayena dehina tams chakradarthan viyunam kshepartagam vikreditam te arbhaka cheshtidam yatha. How cruel you are, they are saying here, like this. And what a hard-hearted person are you, doing this to everybody. And at that time, the gopis felt that in response to this verse, that Brahma is saying something to them. Brahma is saying to them, they felt like that. What was that? Brahma is saying to them, what have I done? Akrura is doing this, isn't it? I have nothing to do with that. So that is why in the 21st verse you will see, as though a response to Brahma's answer, gopis are saying, Krurastvam akrura samaghyasmanal chakshurhi dattam harase badajnyaval yeneika deshe khila sarga saushtavam todiyam adrashmavayam madhudvishaha. That chakshurhi dattam harase badajnyaval, that they are saying to Brahma that in your ability in creation, Brahma is so expert in creation, isn't it? And all that expertise you have employed in creating this Krishna's body, Krishna's form. Such a beautiful form you have created. And after you have created Krishna, because gopis are concerned, Brahma is a creator. They don't know anything more than that. So Brahma has created Krishna as well. That is how gopis are thinking. They are not very philosophically inclined in that way. So after creating Krishna's body, Brahma does not know what is better than that. There is no beauty anymore left in the Satyalokam, in Brahma's planet. So Brahma, while creating different species, all the beauty, capacity for creating beauty, he has got it in a bottle there. He is a very miserly person, Brahma. He takes only one drop and puts it while creation. So when he created all of us, that's how he created. That's why we are like this. So when Krishna was created, gopis are saying, you have emptied the whole bottle of beauty. There's nothing left anymore there. So Krishna's form is like that. What did he do? He emptied the whole bottle and therefore nothing is left after that. And after creating all that, normally when we use expensive things in the bottle, after you have poured everything from the bottle, you'll pour some water into the bottle, shake it and pour the whole thing again. So the whole thing has come out, isn't it? So after Krishnavataram, there is nothing in the bottle left anymore. And Brahmalokam is empty with beauty. There is no more beauty there. So after creating all these things of form of Krishna, you have put that form in front of us, and before we are satisfied of seeing that form, you are taking him away from us. That's what he's saying here, you see. Karoshi paroksyam asadude kritam. Verse 20. Yastvam pradarshyasida kundalavridam mukunda vaktram sudabha olamunnasam shokobanodasmidalesha sundaram karoshi paroksyam asadute kritam. That we can't see him anymore. That beautiful form you are taking away from us. Gopis are talking to each other. This is the type of person Brahma is. They are saying to each other like this. First he creates everybody, then he creates attachment among them, and then he breaks them away, and then he enjoys this, watching that. Because when they are separated, they are in utter misery. Is it not?
utter misery, whether it is parents and children, husband and wife, or brothers and sisters, whichever way it is. Attachment is first created. Before we met them, before we knew them, there was no attachment. But Brahma is such an expert, he creates everybody, bring them all together, and then he breaks them. And then he enjoys watching that. So, is that not the same thing you are doing with Krishna and us now? Gopis are saying to Brahma, that you made this beauty, personified form of Krishna, put that form in front of us. We all got attracted and attached to him. Now you are taking him away from us. So, therefore, this person who has come here to take Krishna away, you have given him a name as Akrura as well. His name is not Akrura. Actually, he is Krura. Cruel. Mr. Cruel, in other words. So, that's why I'm saying that. Krurastvam akruram asaghaya asmanal chakshurhi dattam harase badajnyaval. So, when they said that, they felt that as though Akrura is talking to them in that way. So, they thought that if you lose one letter from your name, Akrura is his name, you just take one letter out of that. Ah, what's left then? Krura, isn't it? Because to learn one letter, you have to study so many years. Akrura. So, normally when we add this letter A to anything, we think that it is an important thing. For example, when we start learning writing first time, A, B, C, D, or A, I, U, U, or Ka, Ka, Ga, Ga, the children feel very excited when they have learned how to write all the letters. Is it not? When you are children, it is like that. Now you may not, but when you are children, when you didn't know anything how to write, but when you start writing and when you have learned how to write all the letters, you feel very excited about that, isn't it? So, imagine that from your name, suppose one letter has been removed. How will you feel about that? So, Akrura's name, by coming to Vrindavanam, one letter has gone from his name. Akrura became Krura after coming to Vrindavanam. So, they are saying, gopis are saying to Krishna, to Akrura, are you feeling bad that you have lost a letter in Vrindavanam from your name? Then they say to Akrura, then we'll do one thing. We will add one more letter to your letter, to your name. Initially his name is Akrura. Now, do you feel bad that he has lost one letter from his name? Instead of Akrura, it has become Krura. If you feel bad about it, don't worry, he says. We will add one more letter to your name and make it more beautiful. So, Akrura was become Krura. Now, gopis are saying to Akrura, we will change your name to Atikrura. Atikrura means extremely cruel. Extremely cruel. So, this is the gift gopis have given to Akrura for coming to Vrindavanam. Krurastvam akrura samakayasmanal chakshurhi dattam harase badajnyaval yenaika deshe gila sarga saushtavam todiyamadrashmavayam madudishaham. Another gopi is saying here that another gopi is saying here that that prayers that Gopya Uchu, if you look from verse 19, from 19th onwards, it will goes like that, all the way right up to 30. This is all Gopi's discussions, mutual discussions about Akrura's arrival.
Nananda Sunu Kshanabhanga Sauhrida,
23rd verse, 22nd.
Samikshadena Sugrida Adura Bada
విహాయ గేహాన్ స్వజనాన్ సుతాన్ పదిం తద్దాస్య మధ్యోపగత నవప్రియా నందసూనూక్షణభంగ సౌహృదా. That they are saying here that this whole thing is a story somebody has made up, that Akrura has come to take Krishna and Balaram away from here. And that cannot happen. That cannot happen. Because he says here that such a thing, if it happens, will they do like that? Then Krurastvam, earlier he said Krurastvam akruram asakheya Krurastvam asakheya asma chakshurhidattam harase badajnyavai. Then na nandasunu chanabanda sauhridam, that Krishna has told us before, gopis are saying this, that in the rasa dance, what did Krishna say to gopis? That even if I come with the lifespan of Lord Brahma, I will not be able to repay back this love what gopis have shown to me. Krishna has spoken this to the gopis before. I will never be able to repay it back. So I am to such an extent, I have the gratitude towards you. Gopis are saying now, na nanda sunu kshana bhanga sauhridaha samikshadena sukhrida turabadaha. What happened to all that words what Krishna has spoken? And gopis are thinking, can this be true, that Akrura is going to take Krishna away from here? Because Krishna has told us like this before. He is so unable to repay back our love what we have shown to him. Will he leave us and go away from here? So, so in this way gopis are talking back and forth about this visit of Akrura. Then they decided that if Krishna goes to Mathura, then there is no possibility of us living in this world anymore. And that wicked, cruel person, Akrura, let him see us leaving our body here while he is taking Krishna away from here in this way. Therefore, they decided to go to the road and block the whole thing and stand there. And let the chariot go through our body. And one gopi was saying to all the other gopis, come, let's go and lie on the road, lie on the street. That because once Krishna goes away from here, we won't be able to bear that separation. So they started pulling all the gopis together to come to the street. At that time, one gopi says to another gopi, them, that is not proper. Because suppose we have done all these things, gone and we lying on the street in that, and stop the chariot from moving, our parents will talk bad about us, will they not? That what we have done, and should we not think about them as well? So Gopi is saying here, if we look at that verse 28, Nivarayama samubetya madhavam kimno karishyan kulavruddha bandavaha mugunda sangar nimishardha dustyaja devena vidvamsita dina chetasam. Gopis are saying, they are making different plans. So one gopi is saying, what can that old people do? What can they do with us if we block the road? So maximum what they will do is, they will come here and they'll pull us out from the street and give us one or two beatings. That's all. Nothing more than that. So, we are willing to die, aren't we? Therefore, should we be frightened about some getting beaten if we are ready to die? In the one person, he wanted to commit suicide. And he said, he said, I'm going to die, he said. So the other person said, okay, then go and finish it and come back, he said. So sometimes it is like that, isn't it? So here also, this person wanted to commit suicide by jumping into a well. He goes, went up to the well, and then he looked outside the well, and he thought how deep it is. So he got frightened, so he came back. So to that extent, he had decided to die. So, so the other person said, okay, go and kill yourself, and then come back after that, he said. So he didn't jump into the well, he came back after the well. So what happened to that decision? So, so, that's why you will see there in the verse, Kimno Akarishyan Kulavruddha Bhandhava, that Sri Shiva Brahmashri is saying here, that in Srimad Bhagavatam, he is saying here, that they had that fear in their mind, they wanted to commit suicide, at the same time, they had fear also in their heart about dying, fear of death. So, whatever, Shiva Brahmashri's point is, whatever emotions one has, whether it is fear, whether it is a desire to give up the body, hate this life, whichever way any emotion builds up in a person, that emotion, if it is directed towards Krishna, it can develop into bhakti. That is what this is pointing out us. That is why Nivarayama samubetya mathavam kimno karishyan kula vruddha bhandavaha mukunda sangal nimishardha dustyaja devena vidhumsida dina chetasam. Shuka Brahmashi, when he is saying these things, he is also trying to teach us about the intricate relationship in bhakti with Krishna. That how different emotions that we feel in our daily life, how if it is directed towards Krishna, how it can develop into bhakti. That's the point he is clarifying it here. So, so all these things, we talk about these things normally, isn't it? In life, in our daily life, these things do happen. But they are just thoughts coming and going without any meaning in our daily life. But in such thoughts, when it is in connection with Krishna, then all those thoughts becomes powerful. All those thoughts becomes meaningful and it becomes powerful as well. The example is given like this. Zero on its own has no value. But if you put one before the zero and you add any amount of zeros to that, it becomes a big number. A big number. Similarly, everything in this world is valuable. But only thing is, it should be connected to Krishna. Otherwise, it has no meaning. And Shiva Brahmarshi is showing this in different places. Gopis are crying very much. And it is after that, another situation we will move into. Another scene, which we'll have after a short break. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhavamahadavagni nirvavanam Shreya Kaidava Chandriya Vidaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pradipada Purnam Dasvadhanam Sarvatma Svanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Namna Magari Bahuda Nijasarva Shakti Tatrarpida Nimida Smaranena Kala Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamabhi Dudaivamidrishamihajaninanuragaha Tranaravishuni jena Taroravi sahishnuna Amanina manadena Kirtaniya sadahari Nadhanam najanam nasundayim Kavidamva jagadisha kamae Mama janmani janmani shvari Ahadad bhakti hai dugitvayim Ai nanda danuja kingaram padidamam shame bhavambudo kribaya tava padavanga jastita duli sadrasham vichindaya nayanam galada shrudaraya vadanam gadgada rudhaya gira pulagair nichidam kadavadu tavannamangrahane bhavishyadim yuga idam nimeshena Chakshusha pravishayidam shunyayidam jagal sarvam govinda virahe ashleshyava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahadam karotuva yathadadava vidadadvilam bhado prananadastuna evana param sarvatra govinda nama sankirtanam govinda govinda. Just an announcement. We have booked the 4 days for Easter for the program here. That means I think it is the Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday and the Easter Monday, 4 days. We have booked here from 7 to 11. And similarly for the summer also, the last week of July and the first week of August, those 2 weeks combined together, for 16 days, we will have a program here again between 7 and 11. All the details you will see on the web, on the website. So, when gopis, this scene going on at Mathura, one situation, Vrindavanam, another situation, gopis are protesting and crying, Krishna being taken away from there. By now what happened? Yashoda has bathed Krishna, bathed nicely, and brought him and put him in the chariot with Balaram. Yashoda didn't know that this will be the last time she will see Krishna. Afterwards, after many, many years later, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is like that. Of course, there are other opinions about it, but when Krishna sees Yashoda Devi is a lot later, that in Samanta Panchakam with Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd boys, by then Krishna is very, very, a lot older than them. But here, while Yashoda is still thinking that Krishna is going to come back by in a few days' time, after seeing the Dhanuryagam. So Yashoda has specifically told Akrura that both Krishna and Balaram are not used to the walking in the cities, in the town. They are from the village, aren't they? So Yashoda has great concern about it, that she knows that the city people are a little bit cunning and crooked and all that. So she does not trust them. She says to Akrura that you should look after my boys very well. Always you should take care of them while crossing the road and all other things, because she knows that Mathura is a big city. So Yashoda fed both of them breakfast and put them in the, nicely dressed them both, Balaram and Krishna, and put them in the chariot. And Yashoda may not have thought at that moment that she will never be able to bathe him again in the same way like she bathed him that last time in Vrindavanam. Anyway, she says to Akrura, my children are not used to the cities and the towns. There will be many things to see there. But she says to them, you should bring them back and hand them over to me properly without them getting hurt. And when Yashoda is saying all this to Akrura, a few drops of tears came from Akrura's eyes, because Akrura knows the truth. Akrura knows that these boys may not come back. What will happen there at the in the Dhanuryagam? Whether they'll get killed or what the plans are, he has no idea. But he could not say this to Yashoda Devi or to Nanda Maharaj, kept this confidential. At the same time, seeing that poor Yashoda's heart, Akrura was affected, and suddenly some tears came from Akrura's eyes, that he had to take them away from the mother in that way. So after that, what happened was, Akrura felt like this, that these people here in Vrindavanam, they are so attached to Krishna in this way. And to take him away from them and break that attachment in this way, I should not have been the cause behind it. For a moment, Akrura thought like that. Seeing the tears coming from the gopi's eyes, seeing Yashoda's situation, and seeing Akrura's mind. Akrura is also crying, gopis are crying, Yashoda is also crying. And Krishna is sitting in the chariot and smiling, seeing all these things. That is Krishna. Remember this? Never touched by anything. We are all carried away by these kind of emotions. Krishna is never. Whether when he was killing Kamsa, whether he was fighting the Mahabharata war, whether he was dancing with the gopis, while he was sitting in Yashoda's lap and drinking the breast milk, no difference at all. Always the same. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. So here also, when all these things are happening, Krishna is sitting in the chariot and watching all these things, and he is smiling at all this. Because why? Why did he smile? Maya's power. How Maya keeps us dancing in this world. Attachment here, hate there, attachment there. In this way, playing with our mind. Maya does that very well, isn't she? So, when Krishna is seeing the way the Maya is working with each one of them, whether it is Yashoda, whether it's Akrura, whether it's the gopis, it doesn't matter. Krishna was seeing that Maya's capacity to put people into all these kinds of situations. Krishna is undisturbed by any of these things what happened. One great devotee used to say this about Krishna. He says, when Sita Devi was abandoned in the forest, Ramachandra cried a lot. Ramachandra cried a lot. But here, one Sita Devi he abandoned and he cried so much. Here, 110 million gopis, Krishna has left them and he is going and he is smiling. This is the difference. While came with Sita Devi, Ramachandra had cried when Sita Devi was abandoned in the forest, is it not? When she was kidnapped by Ravana, Ramachandra cried. Then later on, when Sita Devi had to be abandoned for the sake of Dharma, Ramachandra felt very bad about it, and people are still debating whether it was right or wrong, even today. This happened in Tridayagam. They are still debating in India. Did Ramachandra do the right thing? There was a news recently about that. Somebody is taking Ramachandra to the court for that. There was a news about that. So Krishna was not disturbed about it, any of these things. This is to show to us Krishna's Ishwaratvam. That Ishwara's position. Ishwara means what? Ishwara means never affected by anything. Never affected by anything. Whatever may be the situation, whatever may be the circumstances, Krishna is always Krishna. Krishna is always Krishna. So, Krishna smilingly calls one cowherd boy and tells him, that tell everybody who are present there that as soon as the festival is over, I'll come back. So they should not cause all these problems here. He sent a message to a cowherd boy to tell everybody that as soon as the festival is over, I'll be back. And so, Krishna also is happy that during his pastimes in Vrindavanam, the purpose for which he spent that childhood there with the gopis, purpose he has reached. He has reached the goal. What was that? That is what it says here. That Krishna's purpose of staying in Vrindavanam was to elevate these gopis from the mood of ignorance to bring it to the platform of self-realization. They have, because of this bhakti, what gopis have developed to Krishna, they were purified to that extent that they were completely ready for accepting the highest knowledge of the self. Highest knowledge of, that is why later on when Uddhava comes, he delivers the message, and then still not satisfied, Krishna himself delivers the message later in Samanda Panchakam. So there is a lot behind all these things that it was known. And like the gopis got attracted to Krishna, Brahma Shankara Mukhanupiha Pashubanganasu Bahumanayan. Through this relationship with gopis, Krishna has shown to the world that bhakti is capable even personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will honor them like they honored the gopis, is it not? Gopis had no training in spiritual life. Gopis had no knowledge of the Shastram. Gopis had no sadhana done in their life. Gopis has not performed any austerities or penances. Isn't it? How did they come to this stage that Brahma and Shiva had to offer their respect? In the Bhagavatam, if you look into 11th canto, you will see the answer there. Krishna is saying there, Tena dida shrudigana nopasida mahatamaha avrada tapta sabasaha salsangan mamubhagadaha. Tena dida shrudigana. Gopis have not studied Vedam or Shastram. No upasida mahatamaha. Gopis have never served any great personalities in their life. They never had any opportunity to associate with any great soul. Avrada tapta tapasaha. They have not even performed any, you couldn't say that they have performed any severe austerities in their life or penances in their life. That also they have not done that. No, avrada tapta tapasaha. In spite of all that, Krishna has taken them to the highest position. Everybody says gopis are the highest devotees, is it not? And to become a gopi, that is the goal of some of the great devotees as well. Shukha Brahmarshi says gopis are his teachers in the process of bhakti. So how come gopis reach that state? Salsangan mam upagadaha. Through salsangam. Simply by association with Krishna, they reach that state. So now that state has reached, so Krishna is feeling the purpose is over, I'm ready to go. That's why he is leaving. He's not feeling any distress in his heart about it. He is ready to go. Krishna is on his way. So, Vrindavanam Haravirinja Surabhivanyam. What is the necessity for me to stay in Vrindavanam now? The purpose is over. So he is ready to go. So, and through these pastimes in Vrindavanam, Krishna also wanted to show to the world that if you get attached to me, you will also get released from the material life once for all. So Krishna felt that very strongly inside, so he decided to go. So he says to Akura, now you can drive the chariot, don't look back. Just drive the chariot and leave this place. So Gopi stood there looking at the chariot till the chariot left. So, and Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men, they have left earlier with all the gorasam, all the cow products they have taken with them, and they left early. And they have told Akrura that where they will meet up with them in Mathura when they get there. So after a while, the chariot also disappeared from their vision, from the gopis' vision. So after they have left, chariot left, and then the chariot has got a flag on top of the chariot. That flag also gone out of vision. And Gopi stood there thinking about Krishna. Thinking about Krishna. And it is at that time these famous prayers came, Govinda, Damodara, Madhavedi. That their absorption in Krishna was to such a degree that they forgot to mention what they were selling different products like milk and butter and all that. Instead of asking people whether they want milk or butter or anything, they were asking if they want Govinda, Damodara or Madhava. To such an extent they were absorbed in Krishna. So that scene there, that what gopis have shown there, is a very difficult scene to see that separation what gopis felt when Krishna left that place. So many Bhagavadam speakers who are very highly learned in Bhagavadam and who have that realizations of this mood of the gopis, they have spoken about this to Krishna. Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, that he said that that they have asked explanation from Krishna about this, that are you such a hard-hearted person to do this to them? That is at that time that Brahma Shankara Mukhanupiha Pashupanganasu Bahumanayan. Krishna has made Brahma and Shiva to respect gopis. to respect gopis for their position. You can see that these gopis, they didn't have even any primary education. They never went to school or anything. What a simple life they led there, isn't it? And to that gopis, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are offering their respects. So, many instances, this one incident, what happened in Gopi's life in Vrindavanam, it has upset a lot of devotees for what happened to them. They couldn't bear that what gopis experienced at that moment. Srishaka Brahmashri is also saying that there, you can look at that verses, what when he is saying, even Srishaka Brahmashri is finding it difficult to say that. He says that all we can do, yo nakshaye vrajamananda sakaparido, verse 39. Vrajamananda sakaparido gopayar vishan kuraraja churita alagasrak venum konan smita kadaksha nirikshanena chittam kshinoti mumu mradenu katham bhavema. That looking, Shobramashi is saying that looking at gopis dust from the gopis, seeing that bhakti in their heart, Shukra Brahmashri is even saying there that we are useless compared to the gopis, even a dust. That is why, you remember, Uddhava said this, Vande nandavrajastrenam padarenum abhishnasa. Padarenum abhishnasa yasham hari kadod gidam punadi bhavanatrayam. Later on in the 47th chapter you will see this. Uddhava, after coming to Vrindavanam, he falls down on the ground. And like Akura wanted to roll himself in the ground where Krishna has walked, Uddhava wanted to roll on the ground where the gopis have walked. That you will see in the 47th chapter later. So, only one who is a devotee will know what devotion means. You can see that in this particular instance. Shukra Brahmashri is saying there, that we don't have devotion. We don't know what devotion means. Is it not? But seeing the gopis' devotion, he's saying, even if you take the dust from the gopis' feet, Vande nandavrajastrinam, I pay my obeisances to these women of Vrindavanam. Nandavrajastrinam, padarenu mabhishnasha, I take the dust from their feet. Yasam hari kathod gidam, when they talk about Krishna, each other, mutually about Krishna, what happens? Punadi bhuvanatrayam. The whole universe gets purified by their discussion about Krishna. So, you can understand that this relationship with gopis and Krishna is very, very, very special. Ordinary people won't be able to understand. Most of us find it very hard to understand. And that is why even though gopis have the highest attachment to Krishna, which is a very peculiar way, that attachment also. Ordinary, it is very difficult to explain that, and it is very difficult to follow them also. To follow gopis is difficult. It is not possible. For people like us, there is Prahlada and others to show to us what we have to do in this world. But this special relationship, what Krishna and the gopis had, it's difficult to understand, and even personalities like Uddhava finds it very difficult to understand. That is why he said that. Vande nandavrajasrenam padarenu abhishnasham yasam hari kadodgidam punadi bhuvanatrayam, says Uddhava there. So, anyway, after this incident, that you can see that Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, that excess, that such a strong attachment to Krishna, and Akrura drove the chariot, brought it to the Kalindi river, and after all this incident, Akrura was also a little bit shaken for what he has done. One side he has to serve his master Kamsa. The other side, this whole, if you go into a society or a community there, they are living a nice life together.
You go and break that. Is that very nice thing to do? And that's what Akura has done, taken Krishna and Balaram from there. And that simple community who lived such a simple life, attached to each other, and this was a heartbreaking thing for the gopis. And not only gopis, what has he done to Yashoda? He couldn't even think. So all these thoughts are coming through Akrura's mind. He has got his own conscience, so he's also feeling very bad about that. And to take Krishna away from these great devotees, and that he was finding it very, very difficult. And not only that, where is he taking Krishna to get killed, isn't it? To Chanura and Mushtiga, the two wrestlers. And Akrura is thinking in his mind, what a sinful thing I am doing to taking these two little boys towards to the wrestlers. So he was thinking like this, and it reached the Kalini River, Yamuna River. The chariot reached the Yamuna River. At that time, Krishna says to Akrura that I have not performed by Sandhyavandanam. On the three sandhyas, what they have to perform, I have not done that. Saying this, Akrura said, yes, I too have to do that. He goes into the river to bathe and to perform his Sandhyavandanam. Saying this, Krishna and Balaram said, we too have to perform Sandhyavandanam. And they go and jump into the river. So Akrura wanted to bathe, and he went into the river, and he looked into the river inside. He saw Krishna and Balaram there, inside the water. Then he thought they were sitting there a while ago in the chariot. So he looks back into the chariot. When he looked into the chariot, Krishna and Balaram is sitting in the chariot as well. He got confused. Only now they were sitting in the chariot. So he lifted his head from the water and looked at the chariot. So then he looks inside the water. When he looked inside the water, he is not seeing Krishna and Balaram there, but it appeared to him, or he felt like this, that Krishna and Balaram is talking to him. Akrura, why are you having problem? Are you frightened that Kamsa is going to kill us? Is that why you are worried about? Akrura felt like this when he looked inside the water, as though Krishna is talking to him in this way. Akrura felt Krishna is telling him, how many demons have we killed before? If you have further doubts, you can see what is going to happen. And inside the water, while Akrura is looking there, Krishna is showing his real identity to Akrura, and seeing who Krishna is inside the water, the famous prayers of Akrura in the Bhagavatam called Akrura Stuti. That is when Akrura glorified Krishna. Then this is the background that initially Akrura was in a great distress. And in that distress, why? Two reasons. One, to break this connection between Krishna and the devotees of Vrindavanam. That itself is a bad thing to do, number one. Number two, if he is taking Krishna away, it's another thing, but to take him to get killed by Chanura and Mushtiga. So those two things was causing a lot of distress in Akrura's heart. He himself is a devotee. So thinking all this, he was in confused state. Knowing this, Krishna sitting in the chariot gave a darshan to Akrura underneath the water while he was bathing. And when he looked inside the water, he saw Krishna and Balaram inside, and then he looks back and looks into the chariot where Krishna is sitting there with Balaram there. And he got completely confused with these two visions. It is at that time Akrura felt that Krishna is asking him this question. What was that? That are you frightened that Kamsa is going to kill us? Is that what is causing the problem? Or do you not know that how many people have killed before? Don't you know that? He said, if not, you're going to see it. And in order to clear that distress what Akrura was experiencing at that time, therefore Krishna showed that form to him.
That is how that incident happens there in the Bhagavatam. That because Akrura was in a confused state, what to do? On one side, he has done something wrong to Yashoda and the gopis there. On the other side, Kamsa is ready to kill Krishna, and I am the tool behind it, between the two. So this is causing a lot of heartbreak for him, and therefore Krishna decided to clear it up straight away. And therefore what did Krishna do? Krishna showed him who he is. And when he saw that form of Krishna as Mahavishnu there, Akrura's glorious prayers in the Bhagavatam called Akrura-stuti. Akrura-stuti. That is what that verse is all about, which you read from there. That Akrura-stuti is the one which is the next chapter. Chapter next 40 is Akrura's glorification of Krishna. Every time you will see this in the Bhagavatam. When Dhruva Maharaja saw Krishna, Dhruva-stuti. When Prahlada saw Narasimham, Prahlada-stuti. Now Akrura sees Mahavishnu, Akrura-stuti. Like this, and through stuti, I mentioned before also, that Bhagavatam is three levels. Katha, stuti, upadesham. Is it not? Katha, stuti, upadesham. Katha is to understand how it happened. Through stuti, Shuka Brahmarshi uses the opportunity to tell us how these devotees had their relationship with Krishna. Philosophy comes through stuti. Above katha and stuti is the highest thing, direct instruction from Krishna. There is no question of analyzing it. Understand it, accept it. Finished. Business is over. That is Uddhavadesham. Like Krishna and Uddhava, the discussion. That is Upadesham, it is. Direct instructions. So, let us read through this chapter. 40. Chatvarimshatamodhyaya. And Akrura uvacha. Natosmeham tuakila hetu hedam. Narayanam purishamadhyam avyayam. Yannabhijadadaravindakoshal. Brahma virasidyatamesha lokaha. Bhustoyam agni pavana khamadil. Mahanajadirmanam indriyani. Sarvendriyartha vibhudascha sarve. Ye hedavaste jagadonga buddhaha. Naide surubam viduralmanaste ajadayon altmad analmadaya grihitaha. Ajo nubadda sagunairajayam gunalparam veda nade surubam. Tuam yogino yandhyadha mahavirusham ishwaram. Sadhyalpam sadhibudam ja sadhidevam ja sadhava. Trayaja vidyaya kejal tuam vai vaidhanika advijaha. Yajan devita dairir etnir nana aruba amarakheyam. Ege tuakhragarmane sanyasyopashamam gadaha. Jnanino jnane etnir yajandi jnana vigraham. Anyaja samskradalpano. Vidhina vihidenate yajandi tunmayas tuam vai bahamurtega murtigam. Tuamevani shivoktena margena shivarubinam. Bahuachari vibhedena bhagavan samupasade. Sarva eva yajandi tuam. Sarva devamaye shwaram. Ye anyadevada bhakta yadyapyanyadhiya prabho. Yadhadri prabhavanadhya parjanya purida prabho. Vishandi sarvada sindhum tadvatuam. Gadayam dadaha. Sattvam rajastamaidi bhavata pragirdeer gunaha teshuhi pragrida proda abhrahmasta avaradayaha tubhyam namaste stavishakta drishtaye sarvalpane sarvadiyam jasakshine guna pravahoyam avidyaya krida pravartade deva nirdiryagalpmasu agnirmukham de avini angriniri angriri ikshanam suryo nabho nabirado dishashvati Dyaukam Surendra Savabaha Vornava Kuchir Marud Pranabalam Prakalpidam Romani Vrchaushadaya Shiroruha Megha Parasyasya Nakhani Dedraya Nimeshanam Ratrihani Prajapadi Medrastu Vrishti Sava Viryamishyate Toyavayalman Purushe Prakalpida Loka Sabala Bahujiva Sangula Yathajale Sanjihade Jalogasau Pyadumbare Vavashaga Manomaye Yani yani harubani kridanatam vibarshihi taira amrushtasya jolyogo muda gayandide yashaha namakaranamalsaya pralaya bizarayaja haya shirshne namastubhyam madukkaita vamrityave agubaraya brhade namo mandaradharine kshityudhar viharaya namasugaramurtaye namase albudasimhaya sadulogamaya maha vamanaya namastubhyam krandatribhuvanayaja namo bhrigunampade driptakshatravanachide Namaste Rikuvariyaya Ravanandakaraya cha Namaste Vasudevaya Namasangarshanaya cha Pradyumnaya Aniruddhaya Sattvadambadaya Nama Namo Buddhaya Shuddhaya Daityadane Omohine Mlesha Praya Chatrahandre Namaste Kalkirubine Bhagavan Jiva Logoyam Mohidasavamaya Aham Mametya Sajjaho Brahmade Karma Varpasu Aham Jalpal Pajagara Dharartha Sajanadishu Brahmami Sotnagalpishu Mudha Satyadhiya Vibho Anitya alma dukesho vibhaje madirhyaham dvandvarama samovishto na jane tu atmana priyam yatha budho jalam hitva pradichanam dadudbhavai abhyedi mrigadrishamai tadvatvaham parang mukha nol saheham kripanadi kamakarma hadammana rodham brahmadi vishchakshir kriyamanam idastada soham davangrubaka dosmu sadam duryavam tacha pyaham badana grahamishamanyi Pumso bhavedyarhi samsarana bhavargastha yab janava sadubhasanaya matisyal Namo vijnana matraya sarva pratyehedave Purushesha pradanaya brahmane ananda shaktaye Namaste vasudevaya sarva bhudavkshayayaja Krishi gesha namastubhyam prabhanam pahimam prabho Idi Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsa Samhitayam dashamaskande purvardhe Akrurastudir nama chatvarim shatamodhyaya sarvatra govinda nama sankirtanam govinda govinda Ega chatvarim shatamodhyaya shri shukavajam Suvadasasya bhagavan darshayitva jale vabu bhuya samaharal krishno Nato natimivalpana sobijandarhidam vishya jaladun majya sattvara Krutva javashakam sarvam mismidhoryatam agamad Samaprachandrashi geshakim denrashtamivalpudam Bhumovidi doiva tada tuam lakshayamahe akura vaja adbudani heyamandi bhumovidi vajale toi visual maidani kimendrasham vivashada yatralbudani sarvani bhumovidi vajale tuam tuani vashado brahman kimendrasham halbudam iti tuajo de amasa sendram gandini suda madura maniadramam krishnam chayvidanate marge gramajana rajam satra tropa sangada vasudevaso vishaprida drishtim najadadu Tavil Mujavasastra, Andavoba, the Ograda, Puroba, Ramasadia, Padi Chandova, the city. Tan Samitia, Habagana, Kuram Jagadishwara, Grihikuavana, Pranim, Prashidam, Prasaniva, Pavan, Prashadam, and Grace Hayana, Vidim, Griham, Payam, Tiha, Muchara, Dodra, Chama, Hebrim, Akura Vaja, Nahamot, Yamahida, Prabhu, Chemagram, Prabhu, Tekton, Nasimam, Nada, Bakandi, Bakaval Sela, Agachyami Han Sanathan Kurvado Chajas Hagaya Sagobale Surbicha Surtama Punihi Padraja Sarghan Ugrahamedina Yacho Jainan Rupendi Vidara Sagne Sudra Avani Jangrivalam Asi Shlokyo Vailir Mahan Aishwarya Madalam Devi Gadim Jagantinam Duya Avasring Avanijin Yasrim Logan Shadiopanin Shira Sadasaya Sharma Sujada Sagaral Maja Deva Deva Jagannatha Punya Shravana Girtana, Edu Utamat Utamotama Shravanara, Yanamostude, Shri Bhagavan Vaja, Aya Sebodoga Hamahari Samanida, Edu Jakadramatova with the Rishesol Priam, Shri Shuvaja, Evan Nutobaguda, Sakrova Vimanaiva, Purim, Praveshagam Sai Karma Vedikraham Yeo, Ada Barani Bhagavan Krishna, Sangarshana Nida, Mutram Pravishat Gober, Dirchu, Parivarida, Dadarshadam, Swadi Lunga Gobiram, Dwara, Brahmi, Brahde, Makavada Doranam, Tam Rara Goshtam Brigadura Sada Udyanarem Yobavan Ovishobidam Sauvarna Shringada Harmanashkudai Shreni Samhavir Bhavane Uvaskridam Vaiduri Vajramara Nila Vidrumai Muktya Haredvirvala Bhishu Vedishu Jushteshu Jala Mukherandra Kutimeshu Avishtamara Vadabarhinadidam Samsiktarethyavana Margajatvaram Pragirnamaliyangurela Ajadandulam Ah, poor Nakumber, the Dijandan Exhidei, Prasuna Diva, Velibisabalavai, Samrundaram Bakamogay Sagayubi, Salanka the Dwarakham Samatigay, Tam Sambravishto Sudevanandano, Brudovaya Serna Deva Varpana, Drashtam Same Yustrida Burastrio, Harmiani, Chaiva, Uruhur Nurbol Sugaha, Kastil Divided, Grudavastra Bushana, Vismurti Jagam Yule, Shodhavera, Kreya Patrashrone, Ganubera, Nantua, Didiam, Tobarashalo Janem, Asnandya Mega Astadavasya Sulsava
അഭ്യജ്യമാനാമകൃതോപമജ്ജനം സുബന്ധമുത്ഥായ നിശമ്യ നിസ്വണ്യം പ്രഭായ അന്ത്യോർവമബോഹ്യമാദര മനാംസി ദാസാമരവിന്ദലോചന പ്രഗത്ഭലീലാസിതാവലോകനെ ജഹാരമത്വരതീന്ദ്ര വിക്രമോ ദൃശാം ദദശ്രീരമണാത്മനോത്സവം ദൃഷ്ടുവാമുഷുതമനുദ്രുതചേതസം തൽപ്രേക്ഷണോസ്മിത സുദോക്ഷണ ലബ്ധമാന ആനന്ദമൂർത്തി ഉപഗുഹ്യ ദൃശാത്മലബ്ധം ഹൃഷ്യത്മജോജഹു അനന്തമരിന്ദമാധി പ്രാസാദശിഖരാരൂഢാപ്യത്യുൽപുല്ലമുഖാംബുജാ അഭ്യവർഷൻ സോമനസൈ പ്രമദാ ബലകേശവോം ദധ്യക്ഷതേ സോദപാത്രേ ശൃഗന്ധിരഭിവായിനെ തവാനർച്ചു പ്രമദാസ്തത്ര തത്ര ദ്വിജാദയാം ഊജു പൗര അഹോ ഗോപ്യ സമയ്ക്ക് മജനന്മഹൾ യാ ഹേ ത്യാതാവനു പശ്യന്തി നരലോകമഹോത്സവോ രജകം കചിതായാന്നം രംഗകാരം ഗതാഗ്രജ ദൃഷ്ട്വാജതവാസാംസീദൗദാനുത്യുക്തമാനിച്ചേഹ്യാവയോ സമുചിത അംഗവാസാംസി ചാർഹതോ ഭവിഷ്യതി പരം ശ്രേയോ ദാതുസ്തേനാത്ര സംശയ സയാചിതോ ഭഗവതാ പരിപൂർണേന സർവദാ സാക്ഷേപം ഋഷിതപ്രാഹ പൃത്യോ രാജ്ഞ സുദുർമദ ഈദൃശാന്യവ വാസാംസി നിത്യം ഗിരിവനേ ചരാ പരിതത്തൈമദ്വത്വാ രാജദ്രവ്യാന്നഭീപ്സദ യാദാശുവാനിശാമയർവം പ്രാർത്ഥ്യമ്യതി നിജീവിഷ ബധ്നന്തി ഘ്നന്തി ലുംബന്തി ധൃത്തം രാജകുലാനി വൈ ഏവം വിഗതമാനസ്യ കുപിതോ ദേവഗീസുത രജകസ്യ കരാഗ്രേണാശിര കായാദവാദയൻ തസ്യാനി ജീവന സർവേ വാസകോശാൻ വിസൃജ്യ വൈ ദുദ്രുവ സർവതോമാർഗം വാസാംസി ജഗ്രഹേച്ഛുത വസിത്വാത്മപ്രിയേ വസ്ത്രേ കൃഷ്ണ സങ്കർഷണസ്ഥത ശേഷാണ്യാദത്തകോപേഭ്യോ വിസൃജ്യ ഭുവിതാനി ചിൽ തതസ്തു വായകപ്രിയസ്തയോ വേഷമകൽപ്പയൽ വിചിത്രവർണ്ണ ശൈലേ അകൽപ്പയ്യനിരൂപത നാനാലക്ഷണവേഷാഭ്യം കൃഷ്ണരാമോ വിരേചതോ സുലംകൃതോ ബാലകജോ പർവണീ വസിതേതരോ തസ്യ പ്രസന്നോ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രാതാത്സാരൂപ്യമാത്മന ശ്രിയം ച പരമാം ലോകേ ബല ഐശ്വര്യ സ്മൃതീന്ദ്രിയം തതസുദാംനോ ഭവനം മാലാകാരസ്യ ജഗ്മധു തൗ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സസമുത്ഥായ നാമ ശിരസാ ഭുവി തയോരാസനമാനീയം പാദ്യം ചാർഗ്യ അർഹണാദിവി പൂജാം സാനികയോ ചക്രേ സ്രക്താംബൂലാനുലേപനെ പ്രഹന സാർത്ഥകം ജന്മപാവിതം ജഗുലം പ്രഭോ പിതുദേവർ ക്ഷയം മഹ്യം തുഷ്ട ആഗമനേന വാം ഭവന്തോകില വിശ്വസ്യ ജഗതകാരണം വനം അവതീർണാവിഹാം ശയനക്ഷേമായ ഭവായ ച നഹിമാം ക്ഷമാദൃഷ്ടി സുഹൃതോ ജഗദാത്മനോ സമയോ സർവഭൂതേഷു ഭജന്തം ഭജതോരഭി താവാജ്ഞാവൈദം വൃത്യം കിമഹം കരവാണി വാം പുംസോത്യനുഗ്രഹോ യേഷാ ഭവദ്ഭീരന്യുജ്യത ഇത് ഇത്യവി പ്രേത്യരാജേന്ദ്ര സുധാമാ പ്രീതമാനസ ശസ്തൈ സുഗന്ധേ കുസുമൈർ മാലാവിരചിതാദതോ താഭീ സുലംകൃതോ പ്രീതോ കൃഷ്ണരാമോ സഹാനുഗോ പ്രണതായ പ്രപന്നായ ദദതുർ വരദോ വരാൻ സോഭിവ പ്രേകലാം ഭക്തിം തസ്മിന്നേവാഹിലാൽമനി തൽ ഭക്തേഷു സൗഹാർദ്ദം ഭൂതേഷു ച ദയാം പരാം ഇതി തസ്മൈ വരം ദത്വാ ശ്രീയം ജാന്വയ വർദ്ധിനീം ബലമായുരേശ കാന്തിം നിർജഗാം സഹാഗ്രജ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ പുരപ്രവേശോ നാമ ഏകചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ think we'll stop here. We'll talk about these two chapters tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.